advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up. You need to get to me because we have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Ooh, 60 degrees, January 11th, 12th. And y'all don't think there's any such thing as global warming? It's crazy. This is just crazy. This is totally crazy. I want you to, if you have a chance. Oh, let me do this before I do that. Howard Dean is going to be on our show this morning in the last hour. he is going to join us. So I know you don't want to miss that. He's going to be joining us at 9:45 today. So you don't want to miss that conversation with Howard Dean, the chairman of the Democratic Party, going to be on the show today. I really would encourage you, implore you, if you have access to the internet, or if you know somebody that does, please get them to my website and listen to the show yesterday from Vanessa Williams, the show with Vanessa Williams, the head of the Conference of Black Mayors. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking and revealing. If you don't listen to any other show this year, listen to that one, because it tells you exactly the pain, the reality, the what is not being done in New Orleans. I've never gotten so many emails from grown men who said that they were sobbing after her story. Never done that before. Never gotten that before. So please take a listen to yesterday in the last hour of my show. Get to the internet. Go to whiterosesociety.org and take a listen to that show. It was heartbreaking. You know what? There are some tears that don't move me. I just thought about Vanessa breaking down and crying on the show yesterday as she told this incredibly awful, mind-numbingly awful story of what happened to one woman during the floods of Katrina. And I wept, and I wasn't the only one. I think of that pain and the reality of that, and what the woman who was who the story was about, what she, I wonder if she's still alive. I wonder if she hasn't taken her life. And then I think about Alito's wife crying and leaving the room where her husband was being questioned. You know what? Kiss my grits. Because the fact of the matter is that your husband is dishonest. Your husband is a liar. For a grown man to say, you're a liar. For a grown man to say that he doesn't remember being a member of an organization that discriminates against the woman that was crying, that looked just like the woman that was crying. I don't remember being part of that organization. When you put on your application to try to get a gig with Ronald Reagan, that one of the prideful things that you've done was to be part of this Princeton Alumni Association that discriminated against, that said that Princeton shouldn't let any women in and shouldn't let any black folks in. And your wife is crying and leaving the room. Kiss my grits. Kiss my grits. I don't care. Doesn't mean anything to me, and it's fake. It's fake. How are you going to say that you don't remember? Oh, I know how you're going to say that, because you're a liar. Because you're a liar. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And let me just tell you, the Democrats need to say he's dishonest. The Democrats need to say he's not forthcoming. The Democrats need to say his record was not, he didn't clean up his record. I believe what he said then, and I believe he's lying now. That's what they're going to have to say. Because this dude this dude believes in the an all-powerful presidency. Okay, he believes. Now I'm telling you, you need to see that film that we played yesterday all day long about what George Bush, the 216 words that George Bush stumbled through and repeated half of them. Repeated half of them during a statement about Alito, press conference for Alito. And the look on Alito's face, you know, somebody emailed me and said the reason why Alito looked like he looked dumbfounded. Like he knew this guy was either drunk or out of it. And I got an email from someone yesterday. He said, no, Alito saw the earpiece in his ear and saw them pumping the information into him. Alito believes in an all-powerful presidency, huh? What is the result of that? Senator Kennedy cited several cases from Judge Alito's 15-year stint on the federal appeals bench in which he claimed the judge had sided with the state even when his conservative colleagues disagreed. Your record shows you believe in the supremacy of the executive branch and an almost all-powerful presidency. Now, ask yourself this question. What's going on in America that would indicate that we have a people in the White House that believe in an all-powerful presidency? What's going on in the United States right now that would make us believe that? Oh, I don't know. How about the wiretapping of thousands of Americans? How about that? How about the news story that says that the NSA has not just wiretapped thousands of Americans, millions of Americans have been snooped on, spied on by our good government? And that's not enough for you? Okay. Okay. That's not enough for you? Okay. John Wu. Who is John Wu? John Wu was a key architect after 9/11, post 9/11, a key architect of this administration's legal policy. He was a deputy assistant to the guy that lost to the dead man, John Ashcroft. And John Wu was in a debate in Chicago on December 1st. And he was in a debate with a Notre Dame professor and an international human rights scholar, Doug Castle. And John Wu said and argued publicly, I mind you, that there is no law that could prevent George Bush from ordering the torture of a child of a suspect in custody. Now, let me say that again. There is no law, says the attorney, that advised George Bush on the legal policies to engage in after 9/11. He says that there is no law that could prevent, that means stop, y'all, George Bush from ordering the torture of the child of a suspect in custody, including crushing that child's testicles. Did you hear what I said? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Here's the theory. And my question is, do we want, should we What's God telling you? What are you being shown? What are you being shown? Do we give a dude like this and dudettes around him like this more power than they're already abusing? Do we do this? They believe, George W. Bush and the people that surround him believe that they can spy on us. And they're not going to stop. Do we give them more power? That's like a kid that's committing arson all over the neighborhood. And you give him matches for his birthday. You don't do that. You punish them for setting fires. It's like him going into his high school and getting an award for the most houses burned down in a semester. You don't give them matches for their birthday. This John Yoo, says if the president, let me do this this way. A human rights scholar, Doug Castle, said, quote, if the president deems that he is got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop him. And this lawyer, and it's not just any lawyer, it's not the lawyer that has been disbarred that represented the baby on death row. It's not him. This is a lawyer that's still in good standing and still and who advised the president. He said, no. Also, no law by Congress. That is what you wrote in the, you said no treaty. Castle said, also no law by Congress. This is what you wrote in August 2002 memo. I think it depends on why the president thinks he wants to do that. So what we have here is an employee, an attorney, hired to give consent, to give advice to George W. Bush, wrote a memo, and the memo was accepted. That, you know what? I can torture you. And I can torture your baby if I think it's necessary. But I can torture your baby by crushing your baby's testicles. John Yoo was the chief architect of the post-9/11 Bush administration legal policy. He said it himself. And what's so funny is that, and y'all know this, a lot of these right-wing ideologues out here, these right-wing nut jobs out here, these right-wing defenders of torture of children out here, of the right to torture forever and ever again, amen. They bristle. They get an attitude. They get a super attitude about the comparisons of George W. Bush to Adolf Hitler. Ain't that a blip? Ain't that a blip? They get an attitude when you make the comparison. I'm having trouble distinguishing anything different about them. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. The Republican Party, the Republican Party is telling us that we don't have, that Democrats don't have a right to go after the Supreme Court nominee. We have 15 years worth of his records, his writings, his correspondence, and documents pertaining to his positioning. And we have a grown man that's looking us in the face, this Alito is, looking us in the face and saying he doesn't remember being a member of an organization that's racist and sexist. And the Democrats are supposed to roll over and say, oh, okay, well, if you don't believe it, shoot, I don't believe it. If you don't remember, I don't remember. When you say you don't remember, and let me try to make it real for you. Let me try to bring it to real life with you. If you're sitting on a jury, and the job of the juror is to take the evidence, look at the evidence, and determine the veracity, the truthfulness, or the truthiness of witnesses. Are witnesses telling the truth? I'm a lawyer. I've tried lots of cases, lots and lots of cases. Very seldom do you get, if ever, do you get a witness to break down on the stand like they did on Perry Mason and say, I'm lying, you're right, I'm lying. They don't. Humans don't do that. Humans don't do that. You have to get the jury to see a whole bunch of contradictions to allow the jury to conclude that this guy is lying. Even if he didn't say he was lying, I know based on all this other evidence that he's lying. And that's what's happening with Alito. You're never going to get Alito to say, oh, you're right, I'm lying. You're never going to get, you couldn't get Ted Bundy to break down on the stand and say, yeah, I murdered all those girls. He smiled, took pictures for the camera, and got love letters in prison saying, baby, I know you didn't do that. You don't get folks to break down on the stand and say, yeah, you're right, I'm lying. It only happens on TV or rarely in the courtroom. So the fact that Alito has not said, yeah, you're right, the fact that Alito hasn't cracked doesn't mean he's not lying. It simply means he's a good liar. He's a gifted liar. He's a Princeton summa cum laude liar. And should he get a promotion to the highest court in the land? Don't make me cuss. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We ain't done here. Give me a holla at 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
St. Louis, 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Westbound 78 Lucas and Hunt, a disabled tractor trailer is blocking the right lane. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from 141 into McKnight, everything is on move. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall. Expect slow traffic this hour. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into Washington Elizabeth looks good. Westbound 5570 from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. Slow traffic in the left lanes. Westbound 64 between 15th and the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems to report there. Northbound Route 3 from Queenie onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is on the move. State Route 159 at Roscoe Road. There's a report of an accident. That's near Redbud, Illinois. Illinois 157 at Caseyville. There's an accident, but there are no delays this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s today. Mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain this evening with a low around 40. For Friday, breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy. Another chance for rain, 40% as a matter of fact. The high will only reach the mid-40s on Friday. Friday evening, colder, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 41, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Start your Saturdays with Temple Time, the radio ministry of the Temple Church of Christ. Elder Clifford Matthews brings a transforming message from the true and living God into your home on the Temple Time broadcast. Every Saturday morning at 7, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Try your best. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Howard Dean is going to be on the wake-up call this morning at 9:45. And he's going to be coming to Missouri to speak on during some Martin Luther King celebratory events. And he's going, of course, he's not coming to St. Louis. That's not how St. Louis rolls. St. Louis has people like Francis. Francis, yeah, let's have an all-white police graduating class, the first one in 50 years on my watch, and I'm proud of it. That's what that's how things are done in the city of St. Louis. But Howard Dean is going to be coming in, and he's going to be going to Kansas City. They have an amazing Martin Luther King celebration going on there. And he's going to be on the show today. And I just want to share something with you. And I'm not saying that I'm not holding out. I'm not predicting. I'm saying that I'm seeing a couple of things that make me comfortable. But we'll see how the Democrats stand. Howard Dean was saying some things that needed to be said, been needed to be said. And as I said yesterday, seems like the only bipartisan act that the Republican Party consistently engages in is the bipartisan act of attempting to bring Democrats into their criminal behavior. That's the only time that they reach out to Democrats, is to try to drag them down in the mud with them. That's a bipartisan act of a Republican in the year 2006, 2005, and since 2000. And the media, Wolf Blitzer, the Wolf Water Carrier Blitzer, is part of the problem. I want you to listen to this exchange between Wolf Blitzer and Howard Dean as the this reporter, this commentator attempts to engage in the only bipartisan act by this Republican administration and this Republican Party. Well, that is to drag the Democrats into the mud with them, as Wolf Blitzer tries to help the Republican Party with their bipartisan efforts, and how Dean responds. Check it out.
Should Democrats who took money from Jack Abramoff, who's now pleaded guilty to bribery charges, among other charges, a Republican lobbyist in Washington, should the Democrats who took money from him give that money to charity or give it back?
There are no Democrats who took money from Jack Abramoff. Not one. Not one single Democrat. Every person named in this scandal is a Republican. Every person in under investigation is a Republican. Every person indicted is a Republican.
That's right.
This is a Republican finance scandal. There is no evidence that Jack Abramoff ever gave any Democrat any money. And we've looked through all those FEC reports to make sure that's true.
Tell it.
Through various Abramoff-related organizations and outfits, a bunch of Democrats did take money that
a bunch of them
originated with Jack Abramoff.
That's not true either.
Senator, what about Senator Byron Dorgan?
Senator Byron Dorgan and some others took money from Indian tribes. They're not agents of Jack Abramoff.
Tell it.
There's no evidence that I've seen that Jack Abramoff directed any contributions to Democrats. I know the Republican National Committee would like to get the Democrats involved. They're scared.
Yes,
they should be scared.
Bipartisanship.
They haven't told the truth. They have misled the American people. And now it appears they're stealing from Indian tribes. The Democrats are not involved in this.
Unfortunately,
I love that side.
We got to leave it right there.
I love that exasperated side. It's like, come on, you guys. Tell us what we want to hear. You're just as bad as the Republicans. In a word, no. We didn't take no money. In a word, no. He didn't direct no money to us. In a word, this is your scandal, your crime, your reprehensible behavior. This is all yours, and we're not going to let you pull us into the only bipartisan act of this Congress by the Republican Party is to try to drag the Democrats into the Abramoff-soaked mud that they're in. No. No, no, no. Scott.
Hey, yeah, this the woman that was crying at the hearing, you know, was she crying for the Iraqis, the civilians, that the guy who nominated her husband has killed 100,000? I mean,
well, here, you know, Scott, to me, the question is, and she doesn't have to cry for the Iraqis. I'm not going to try to make her cry for the Iraqis. I'm just wondering if she's crying for herself, because her husband was part of an organization when he was, after he was out of college, after he was out of law school, to try to keep people that look like her out of Princeton.
Yeah.
You know, so cry for that. I understand. I ain't tripping on what you feel about the Iraqi people. Your husband said that you weren't good enough to be in Princeton. Cry about that.
Yeah, and then he used that to get a job with the Reagan administration.
Yes, he did. And now he says, I don't remember you. A lie.
He's lying.
He's a liar.
This guy, I mean, he's brilliant, man. He's brilliant up there, you know, testifying. He's a young guy. And he doesn't remember if he was a member of a high-class neo-Nazi group?
He doesn't want to say. There's a difference. There's a difference. And,
so he's lying. So he's lying under oath, too.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So what do you think he's going to do when he gets up on the bench? What do you think he's going to do? And the job of
he's going to kick black people in the butt.
Yes, he is.
He's not going to overturn abortion.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The Republicans are not suicide bombers. They're not. They want to hold power, and if they overturn abortion, they're not going to be in power anymore.
But see, this person
now, kicking blacks in the butt—that's okay because they're the minority. But you know, if you're going to overturn abortion, that's a different story because most people are pro-choice.
He is going to be a nightmare for America, and he is going to be a nightmare for America, and he's a liar. He's a liar if he says he doesn't remember. He's either a liar or an idiot, and you shouldn't be on the highest bench, highest court in the land. He's lying. He's a liar.
This to me is an important issue because, you know, it shows that we do have a racist system. It's not just about smearing the man. It shows that America is a racist country, and that's why it's important. And, you know, the Republicans, oh, you're smearing him. Well, they smeared decorated war heroes, so I can't go any lower than that.
If you tell the truth, you're smearing. You know,
that's true. Too.
You know, this is hardly smearing when you're telling the truth about what a person has done. He's a liar since he said that he doesn't remember. You're lying. You're absolutely
lying.
A liar.
Sure he's lying.
You're a liar. So
he's lying under oath.
And lying under oath, you don't get a promotion up out of that. Period. Dot.
Well, in America, you do.
some folks do.
His racism might even help him because now, you know, most white people will say, oh, well, okay, so he's one of us.
Mm. Thanks for your call, Scott.
But it's true.
All right. Thanks for your call. Taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. Wake up call. You need to get to me. Howard Dean will be on the show in the 10 o'clock hour at quarter till 10, a little after quarter till 10. So you don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
Stop. Criticize your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone. Don't you see that's what's wrong with the world today? Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay. Oh, everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Atlanta. A person who could be considered a true hero of the Vietnam War died last week. Hugh Thompson was the helicopter pilot who intervened to try and stop the slaughter of over 500 villagers at My Lai in 1968. He was a reconnaissance pilot flying with a three-man helicopter crew on March 16th of that year, supporting a search-and-destroy mission against several villages that faulty intelligence had said were heavily defended by the Viet Cong. Charlie Company was conducting ground operations there and was commanded by Captain Ernest Medina, who sent in the 1st Platoon led by Lieutenant William Kelly to clean out My Lai and several nearby villages. Charlie Company had lost several people a few days earlier and was seeking revenge. Kelly's platoon began shooting anyone they discovered in My Lai. They lined up 20 and 30 people in rows and mowed them down in a four-hour operation. Thompson saw a lot of what was going on from the air. His crew managed to rescue a few people who had been hurt by the operation. He radioed Kelly to help a group of civilians who were hiding in a bunker instead of attacking them. Kelly told him no. Thompson then told his crew to open fire on any of Kelly's men if they attacked the group of civilians and told his gunships to land and rescue them. He reported the incident to his commanding officer, but an inquiry judged the deaths were due to artillery artillery fire. Thompson got a flying cross medal and a cover-up to keep him quiet. But a year later, a full-scale investigation brought out the truth, and Thompson testified at the courts-martial of seven people. Only Kelly, however, was convicted. He was given a life sentence but served less than a year in jail and was then paroled. 30 years later, the Pentagon decided to give Thompson the Soldier's Medal, but that was after a 9-year letter-writing campaign, and they wanted to present it to him in private to keep him from dredging up old memories. But Thompson demanded a full ceremony at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington and to have his entire crew recognized for their bravery as well. His wish was finally granted in 1998. During his time in Vietnam, he was shot down 5 times and broke his back. The My Lai incident left deep scars on him as he developed a drinking problem and went through several marriages. Many in the military considered him a turncoat. But he did find some solace years later when he revisited My Lai and met several people whom he had rescued from the ordeal. Hugh Thompson was 64 years old. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
Get wowed by woo! Listen to Debbie Donzie at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky
Scientists
women.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Hi, this is Andre Walker. Catch my show, Money Matters, every Friday at noon, starting January 20th on WGNU 920 AM, where your money matters to me.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Joseph. First of all, good morning. I'm a long-time listener, and I called on a couple of occasions, and I'm merely calling with an education issue. I would like to get your advice, but I don't want to disclose it on the air right now. So I was wondering if it was possible if I could speak with you off the air.
I'll put you on hold. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I'll be brief. There's very, very troubling issues about this imperial presidency, that the president, when he signs a bill into law, can issue a statement saying what he will do and what he will not do, meaning he has the power to enforce 10% of the bill, 0 or 100. Then, two, the president, you know, they said that the president can, I'm sorry, Liz, but it's so troubling that it takes your breath away. It really does. This makes Nixon look like St. Francis of Assisi, to claim that you have this type of power. And finally, you know, they talk about judicial activism. Well, we know what these boys want, Alito, etc. They want to repeal the New Deal, the Great Society, the War on Poverty, and the civil rights laws. Talk about judicial activism.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. Alito is a liar. Alito is a racist. Alito is a sexist. Alito is a segregationist. Alito has no concern about children. Okay, I said all of those things. Where's the evidence to back it up? That's what you always have to ask. If you say things about people, then you have to have the evidence to back them up. Alito is a member of CAP, Concerned Alumni of Princeton. He said in 1985 that he was a proud member of this organization. 1985, he wasn't 7. He wasn't 12. He was a practicing attorney who wanted a job in the Reagan administration. He said that he was a proud member of this organization. This organization said that and worked again and was formed for the reason, because there were too many women and too many black people coming into Princeton and they wanted to put an end to it. Why else? In a discrimination case, Alito denied an African woman a jury trial against her employer. 10 other judges said, give her the trial. He said, no. He said that, and I quote, the employer had the right not to hire and promote somebody on the basis of sheer personal antipathy. In other words, if he don't like you because of your race, he has the right to not hire you. This is the man that wants a gig on the United States Supreme Court. Judge Alito said that you have the right, that the police have the right to strip search a 10-year-old girl. They found a person that was an alleged drug dealer outside of his house. Cops went in to search his house and strip search his daughter. Strip searcher. He's a liar. He's an incompetent. And he's a sociopath that could sit there. You have sociopathic behavior that you can sit there in front of God under oath and everybody and say, I don't remember being a member of that organization. You are a damn liar. Yes, you are. D, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
D!
He has that and more.
Mm.
He has self-hatred.
Mm.
He's got some body language that would really shock you. But, you know, what I heard last night, circling above in North St. Louis, planes like from 1 to 2. You know, and I've heard people call in and mention that before.
Mm.
All over North St. Louis. You know, I think we should be aware of that, because I don't know what they're dropping on us.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Tyrone, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
I just want to make a quick comment on the Samuel Alito hearing.
Yes.
It's just really disturbing when you watch the hearings. And, I mean, one of the issues is about the organization that he belonged to in Princeton. But what I watched in the media once I got home yesterday was all about Alito's wife crying.
Crying.
And it's just like, it's crazy. My thoughts is, this is one of the trickeries by Karl Rove, I think. You know, they planted that little bug.
He's a liar and she's fake crying. That's all there is to it. That's all. That's stage two. Thanks for your call, Tyrone. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Pam Coulter. Judging Alito continues on Capitol Hill today. It's the third round of questioning for the Supreme Court nominee. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
On abortion, the powers of the president, discrimination, and civil rights, frustrated Democrats admit they've been unable to budge Judge Alito. Democrat Richard Durbin says that despite Alito's promise of an open mind when it comes to abortion, Durbin fears Alito would vote to overturn the landmark Supreme Court ruling making most abortions legal.
Would-be papal assassin Mehmet Ali Asha was cheered as he was released from a Turkish prison today. ABC's Jim Sciutto was there.
Right at the entrance to the Kartal high-security prison where Asha was released, there are still flowers on the ground thrown by his supporters, Turkish nationalists. But it was mostly a somber event. Asha was not smiling as his guard shook his hands. His lawyer says his wish now is to extend the hand of peace and friendship to everyone.
There's been a stampede of Muslim pilgrims during the Hajj in Mecca. Unconfirmed reports say dozens were killed. President Bush is making his first visit to the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast in 3 months. In visits to New Orleans and Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, he hopes to underscore the federal government commitment to the region's recovery. The mother and stepfather have been charged in the beating death of a 7-year-old Brooklyn, New York girl. Nick's Mary Brown reportedly weighed only 36 pounds when her body was found by police. Neighbors were horrified.
That's disgusting that somebody would do that to a child. You know, I have children of my own. I have 2 daughters, and to think that something like that is taking place next door to my house, I don't even want to be here anymore.
It was a close call for a Cincinnati police officer this morning. A suspect fired at Officer Christine Holtman. The bullet went through the visor of her hat and broke her glasses. She was grazed on the cheek. The suspect, who was wounded by police, was caught a short time later in a basement of a house. This is ABC News.
You buy ginger ale at Walmart's everyday low prices. It arrived on a Walmart truck and traveled over 140 miles from a Walmart distribution center, where it was processed by over 1,000 Walmart associates and moved over 10 miles of conveyor, with over 230,000 cases that same day. Why send ginger ale through one of the most efficient distribution systems ever conceived? To keep prices low for you. And we're all proud to be a part of it. Walmart. Always low prices. Always.
Sometimes it takes a combination of medicines to really treat a chest cold. But that doesn't mean they can't all come in one package. Introducing Tylenol Chest Congestion with Cool Burst. A unique combination of medicines that can help you feel better in multiple ways. By loosening your congestion, making coughs more productive, and relieving the pain that can come with a chest cold. So you can get multiple kinds of relief. But you only need one formula. Stop. Think. Tylenol Chest Congestion. Take only as directed.
Crooks can be resourceful, and a government report says they've got a new way to launder their ill-gotten gains. ABC's Dave Schreiber.
Word is criminals are using prepaid cards, such as gift and phone cards. The report calls the cards compact, easily transportable, and says they are potentially anonymous. Federal officials say stored value cards are more popular these days with drug lords and terrorist financiers, along with other money launderers, since it had become harder for them to move money through traditional banking. The DEA, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the IRS all reported as saying prepaid cards have been used in the bulk smuggling of cash. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
A long-dormant Alaska volcano is acting up. Scientists say the Augustine volcano on an uninhabited island could erupt again after spewing ash into the air for the first time in 20 years. If it's calm today, they may go to the base to collect some ash samples. Pam Coulter, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Ryan-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, police have identified the man killed in a single car crash at the I-55-I-44 split Tuesday night. 39-year-old Daniel Brown of Arnold was headed northbound on I-55 when he lost control, hit a highway sign, and rolled over into a grass median. Authorities believe bad weather may have played a role in the crash. The Shawn High School freshmen will move to a new building after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Next Tuesday, the entire Vashon freshman class will begin attending classes at the vacant Williams Middle School. The move is in response to concerns over violence at Vashon. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, some Vashon seniors will also be moved, finishing their last year at the University of Missouri-St. Louis and taking college courses in addition to their high school classes. Finally, this hour, motorists in DePere will have some traffic headaches to deal with next year. The Missouri Department of Transportation will close the Doherty Ferry Bridge over Interstate 270 and the ramps to and from the highway. Chris Sutton, a spokesperson for MoDOT, says that needs to happen so the bridge can be replaced.
While construction is underway, the Doherty Ferry Bridge over I-270 will be completely closed to traffic. But the good point is that we can get this done and have it back open in 3 months as opposed to 2 years.
The project will replace the current 4-lane bridge with a new 7-lane bridge. The $7.3 million project will get underway in the summer of 2007, and the road will be closed for about 3 months. Residents can learn more about MoDOT's plans for the project at an open house from 4 to 7 today at the Lodge at DePere. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. HeatUp St. Louis wants you to remember that many disabled and elderly people may be facing utility shutoffs. The choice between eating and heating may be difficult. Please make a donation at HeatUpSt.Louis.org. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carey Nursing Shea Butter Lotion. Westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, a disabled tractor trailer is blocking the right lane. Route B at Newtown Boulevard, there's an accident involving a vehicle in the roadway. Southbound 55 at Gasconade, there's an accident reported. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and McKnight, look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, it is stop and go. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and Marshall, expect slow traffic. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Halls Ferry, slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulder. Westbound 5570 from Tudor to Poplar Street Bridge, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 between the 5570 split and the Poplar Street Bridge, expect very heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between the Illinois Bank and Memorial Drive, look for everything to be on the move. Northbound Route 3 between Queenie and the Poplar Street Bridge approaches. It looks good. State Route 159 at Roscoe, there's a report of an accident, and that's near Redbud. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carey today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy today, high in mid-60s. This evening, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. Friday, breezy, much colder. Mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high in the mid-40s. Friday evening, cloudy, partly cloudy, colder with a high or low around 30. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 40 with clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound, but the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
In this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious. This is the second hour of the Wake-Up Call, and we have so much stuff to talk about. We spent an emotional hour yesterday talking to Vanessa Williams, who heads up the Black Mayors Association for the City of New Orleans. Black Mayors Association for the United States, I'm sorry. And we were talking about the citizens in the Gulf Coast region, what they're not getting, why they're not getting it, how they're suffering, and how America seems to have turned its collective head away from what's happening to the folks in New Orleans. And Vanessa told a heartbreaking story of the tragedies that have impacted some people, one woman in particular. We'll never know her name. And that's the stuff, the story she told. That's the stuff that we can see. There is a human tragedy of indescribable. That is indescribable. That is going on in New Orleans. And for those of us who have a heart and have an interest, we can see the visual impact of that. We can never measure or fully understand the emotional impact, but we can see the visual impact of how the people in the Gulf Coast region are suffering as a result of Katrina and Rita. But there's something else going on, too. Something that you can't see at first glance. And sometimes you can't see at all. And we're going to talk about that and about a larger problem that this issue that is impacting New Orleans as well. I have joining me this morning, this hour, from Washington, D.C., Sean Moulton. He's a political analyst for OMB Watch.
and he's here to talk to us about toxic release inventory. Try. Sean, good morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Sean, what is TRI? T-R-I.
Well, TRI mm-hmm. is the program run by the Environmental Protection Agency called the Toxic Release Inventory. It's a program that's been in place now for almost 20 years, and it requires companies around the country to report their releases and disposals of 650 of the most toxic and dangerous chemicals, which are then made public through an online database by EPA.
And they are supposed to report, businesses are supposed to report this?
Yes, they're required by law each year. After the close of each year, they have to file a report about the total amount that they released, detailing how much of a chemical went into the air, how much of it went into the water, how much of it was actually captured and disposed of, so that we can track trends. People in communities can know what's in the air they're breathing and what's in the water they're drinking.
So this is a very important tool for a community to test the or to determine the livability of their air.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen over the 20 years, we've seen TRI used time and again by communities to figure out what the problems are in their area, which companies are the heaviest polluters, and then either pressure the local officials to set up a program to reduce those pollutions or to deal directly with the company and to pressure them to voluntarily reduce their emissions. And it's been incredibly successful.
And under whose administration was this TRI program put in place?
The TRI was passed and put in place under the Reagan administration.
And I just wanted to say that because that's amazing to me because of where we are right now. What is going on with the TRI program under this administration?
Well, since the Reagan administration put it in place, it has been protected and expanded by every administration since. It has either been maintained or we've even added chemicals to the list or added industry sectors that had to report. And now for the first time after 18 years, the EPA is planning on reducing reporting under the TRI, allowing companies to pollute more without having to tell the public about it.
And give us, can you break it down for us? Give us an example of a particular type of pollutant that is reported in the TRI report that companies would not have to report as much of it being in the air. Give us, make it real for us.
Sure. Probably a good example would be benzene. It's an extremely toxic chemical. It's listed by EPA, the National Institute of Health, and almost everyone else as a known human carcinogen. It's just been scientifically established that this chemical causes cancer. And it very often, from the process that it gets used in, the chemical process, it's very often released into the air, which is by the very nature, the worst, because it's the hardest to control exposure once it gets into the air. And under these changes, right now, I should say, right now, anything over 500 pounds, companies have to report.
That's 500 pounds a year?
Yes.
Okay.
And what EPA wants to do is they want to increase that tenfold to 5,000 pounds.
Jesus.
So that you could be living down the street from a facility that releases benzene into the air, and if they released 4,900 pounds of it a year, you wouldn't know that. You would know is that they do release. They would have to file a certification form where they would have to provide no detailed information about amounts or where it went.
Now, The chemicals that are on this list that have to be reported, there isn't any mystery or any question about the danger of these particular chemicals. We're not still trying to hash that out, are we?
Well, sure. Industry continually challenges.
Okay, outside of industry saying, scientists, for the most part, there aren't any questionable chemicals on this list, are there?
No, not anymore, no. All of these chemicals, I mean, there's a host of different problems they cause. Some are carcinogens, others cause developmental problems, reproductive problems, damage people's livers, kidneys, lungs. But it is a general consensus that all of these are of great health and environmental concerns.
What is the argument that is being used by, first of all, who's asking for these changes, this administration, or is it the EPA itself?
Our understanding is that the biggest requester of these changes is the industry still, and that the two agencies that are really buying into the story is EPA itself and the Office of Management Budget, OMB, who oversees all paperwork produced by the government and information collected by the government.
So when these changes have not taken place yet, correct?
Not yet.
How has the EPA been reporting what they are still required by law to report for since 2000? Have they been doing their job?
Yes, they have.
Okay, have we noticed any reduction in the types of reports that we're getting or anything like that? Has there been kind of like a gradual slowdown of this information?
No, there hasn't been any slowdown. I mean, right now what they've done is they've proposed a rule, and until they get finalization of that change, they seem to be continuing to do everything as they're supposed to, as currently required. But once that rule is in place, they will be allowed to make these drastic changes.
So in terms of New Orleans, is that an area that we should be really concerned about an impact of a change in the rules for the TRI?
Absolutely. New Orleans, between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, which many people refer to as Cancer Alley, is probably one of the regions of the country with the highest toxic releases every year. So it is a major concern, and TRI becomes a significant tool in the area. I would also point out that in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the toxic release inventory became a tool for first responders and for rescue workers in the area, because it actually wound up being probably the best map of where toxic chemicals were, what they were, and what quantity.
How did that work?
Well, because it's probably the biggest list of toxic chemicals and reporting that is done. I mean, there are other requirements under other laws like the Clean Air Act or the Clean Water Act to report on certain chemicals. Usually they're a much smaller list. So this just became the most comprehensive single database. And so it became the most useful. They would look into it so that when workers were going into an area, they knew if there were any trouble spots that they should beware of and take precautions. It also became EPA's map for doing testing, of the water and eventually soil samples, because they knew if there were releases and exposures, which there must have been, they knew where they would have originated from.
And therefore, it made it possible to track it.
Exactly.
So if these rule changes go into effect, is it just that companies will be able to release more chemicals into the air, and that's a big just, but release more chemicals into the air without telling us What about the types of reports that the EPA would file on these companies? Is that going to be affected by this law change?
It could, yes. I mean, as I just mentioned about first responders using it in the wake of Katrina, there are other departments inside EPA other than the office that collects the information, such as the enforcement, Office of Enforcement, can use this database to give them some sort of guide as to facilities that they might want to take a closer look at. If there's a facility that has a troubling trend, they're increasing, that might indicate that, you know, under another permit, they might want to go in and inspect and say, well, they've had a 50% increase in their TRI over the last 2 years. They might have massive increases as well in other areas and areas where they're not allowed to get it higher. They're under a permit that says you can't get higher. Most of the TRI chemicals are not permitted. Technically, you're allowed to release pretty much any quantity. There's not often a requirement not to release the materials. The interesting thing is that simply by making the information public, without any requirement under TRI to make reductions, the program has generated those reductions anyway, and massive reductions. We've seen from in the last 6 years that we have data on, there has been a 2.8 billion pounds of toxic chemicals reduced annually.
Because they didn't want the public to see how much stuff they were putting out there.
Exactly. It's an embarrassment. And it's an interesting program because for as much as companies improve, someone is always going to be at the bottom of the list. Someone's always going to be the worst polluter in an area. And so it creates a constant upward pressure, forced companies to continually improve.
Self-monitoring, actually. I mean, they're really paying attention to what they're doing, because who wants to be on that list as the worst polluter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
that list, as we know, what would be eliminated, would be reduced? What would happen to that list if these new changes are put in place?
Well, the list would certainly be reduced in terms of its accuracy. We estimate that even though it sounds like a small, still a small amount, 5,000 pounds to some people,
it doesn't sound small. It doesn't sound small to me.
Well, no, and it does. EPA likes to point out how on a national scale, the amount of toxic chemicals we're talking about is small. But you're right, at a community level, 5,000 pounds is enormous, and with some of these chemicals, it certainly doesn't take 5,000 pounds to cause a major health problem. And so, but the reality is we're talking about 5,000 pounds per chemical. So you can have a facility that is actually releasing five or six chemicals, but if they're all below 5,000 pounds, you won't find out any of it. So they could be releasing 20,000 or 25,000 or 30,000 pounds, and you won't hear about any of it because it's different chemicals. And so they won't be added on the list. We estimate that it'll be over 3,000 companies around the country, I think 3,800, almost 4,000, that will completely stop reporting on the amounts of chemicals that they are releasing.
Where's Congress on this?
Well, Congress is... EPA has done a very good job of trying to keep this rather low-key. Congress has been getting more involved as the process has moved forward. They don't have to give approval for EPA to make the change. It's within EPA's authority to do this administratively. However, Congress, if it chooses, can certainly stop EPA. And there are offices in Congress that, as they're becoming aware of this, are trying to get other members of Congress interested. There is talk of hearings going on and looking into a legislative fix that will stop EPA from making these changes.
So what is the timetable on this, Sean?
Well, the rulemaking that EPA has put forward is closing on this Friday, just two more days. That's the opportunity for the public to actually tell EPA what they think of the proposals and, you know, give any kind of criticisms that they want. Once that closes, it's probably going to take EPA anywhere from 6 to 8 months to work through all of the comments they've received. Under the law, you have to actually respond, basically, to the totality of comments that they get. And there has been an enormous opposition to this. By our reckoning, there have been more than 12 organizations, including mine, that have put online tools on that enable people to comment. And between those organizations, 65,000 comments have been sent into EPA, all in opposition.
So after the comment peer, after their review of the comments, then what next? Then what's next?
Then they get to come out with, more than likely, a final rule. And what will be in it, if they could walk away from the entire process. But then if they want to still go ahead with some form of rule, they will publish a final rule.
And Congress needs to interact prior to the final rule statement by EPA. Is that right?
Either that, or if just after the rule goes into effect, Congress, there are other tricks that Congress has or other powers at their disposal, such as appropriations. They can actually put into an appropriations bill, which is spending, a restriction that says EPA can't spend any money to do the rule. Even though EPA makes the rule, Congress can say, well, you can't spend any money to implement it.
Okay.
So things stay the same. But you're right that it would be best for Congress to intervene between, you know, in the next 6 to 8 months.
So how can people get involved in getting their comment in before Friday? What can they do, Sean?
Probably the easiest thing that I know of would be to just go on to my organization's website. It's called www.ombwatch.org, and then /protect try, and that'll take you to an action alert that it's got some sample language up there for the letter, but people can change it however they want, and the enter your zip code and everything, and it will send it both to EPA and to your representatives in Congress to keep them informed and to raise this issue with them and try and encourage them to intervene.
And then maybe people could also call some organizations that they think would be involved in this, would be concerned about it, lead protection people, all kinds of people, and
public health,
and have them contact your website as well.
Yeah, or they can contact EPA directly on the issue.
Very good. Sean Moulton, political analyst for OMB Watch, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care.
Bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back to take your calls and your comments right after this. Don't forget that in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:15, we will have Howard Dean joining us here on the Wake Up Call. Don't want to miss that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays.
St. Louis, 34 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by heatupstlouis.org. Westbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt at Edson has been cleared. Northbound 55 at 4500 block of South Broadway. There's an accident on the right shoulder. Emergency vehicles are on scene and traffic jams at River DePere. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill. No problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. You can expect heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road. 79 look for stop and go traffic. northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall Road. Expect slow traffic there. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Halls Ferry. Slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulder. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley. Look for traffic building. Westbound 5570 from the exchange on the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue all the way into Poplar Street Bridge. Expect heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing. Everything's on the move. Northbound Route 3 from onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those approaches are starting to stack up. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Baby, it's cold inside. Help area elderly and disabled beat the winter cold snap with a donation to HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Please donate today at HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s. This evening, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. Friday, breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s and a 40% chance of rain. Friday evening, partly cloudy, colder with a low around 30. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 43, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The people, the issues affecting your life right here, right now on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Because you want to know what you're going to get in just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-0400. 6609 is the fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. I want to talk about Alito. I want to talk about Alito's wife crying and leaving the room. I want to talk about the hearings because this is just, it's so calculated and disturbing. Alito's wife was crying with the questioning that her husband received. You know what? If you can't stand it, get yourself back into the kitchen, because that's where your husband wanted you to be in the beginning. And why should America give a horse's patoot about this woman crying because they asked her husband some tough questions? I don't care, and neither should you, because you know what? Our issue is a lot bigger, is a million times bigger than the strength of her stomach. If she can't stand her husband being asked questions, I mean, we're not talking about her husband being shot. We're talking about her husband trying to get a job. And you can't stand the interview process for your husband to get a job without crying? Kiss my grits. I don't care that you cannot stand your husband's job interview, because that's what this is. It's a job interview. And they have a right to ask him, do you drink on the job? They have a right to ask him, and they have a right not to believe him. This is a job interview. And if she don't like it, if she can't stand her hubby getting these questions, then get yourself out of the hearings, because you are a distraction to the issues and the concerns of tens of millions of Americans. It's a job interview. And if they ask him if he dresses up in a blue nightgown and gets in the middle of Main Street and sings the Star Spangled Banner, they can ask him that question, because it is a job interview. They can ask him if you do crack. They can ask him if his daughter does crack. They can ask him if his grandmama does crack. And guess what? They don't have to believe him, because it is a job interview. It is not an entitlement. You are not entitled to the new gig. And the fact that your husband was a member of a racist, sexist organization, and he bragged about it on a job application, you bet they should burrow up in him as far as they can go. Because it's a job interview that affects tens of millions of people. Period dot. Period dot. Barb, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Don't get me started.
Go ahead, girl.
Don't get me started.
Listen, I wonder how many tears she shed for the people that have been disenfranchised through his rulings. The woman that had worked all those years and her immediate supervisor who was retiring put her up for the job, and they kept hiring people. She was well qualified. She had been there 30 years.
Almost. Black woman.
Black lady.
Black woman.
And they went around her and picked somebody else.
And then
he tried to say she wasn't qualified.
But he also said, I want to underscore this, because this wasn't an opinion. He was sitting as a judge making a ruling.
Exactly.
And he said that an employer has the right not to hire and not to promote on the basis of sheer personal antipathy. That means that they can hate you because of your color and not hire you. That's what he said. I wonder if his wife cried about that. I wonder if his wife cried about the 10-year-old that was strip searched and her husband said, go head on.
Right. If she can't stand the heat, let her stay home. It's his job interview. They check our body fluids, our pulse, our temperature, our family. They run CIA checks on us.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. If they tell them to go in the bathroom and drop it, that's part of the job interview.
Right, and all these bleeding hearts calling, oh, it's so terrible what they did to her. Well, she doesn't have to be there. She's not going to be working on the court.
Kiss my grits.
Thank you.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up or get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Don't get me started.
Liz, the reason why that woman was crying because she knew the truth.
That's right.
Those were tears of pain because he'd probably be at home abusing her.
Get out. He need to get out.
That's what it looked like.
She need to get out the way. She need to get out the way.
That's what it looks like.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I had a... Was it a six-year-old, five-year-old? Five or six-year-old. I was reading him a story, and I was getting into it because I love me some drama. I was getting into the story, and I'm one of the characters. It called for the characters to cry, and I was like, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo. And this little five-year-old looked at me and said, quit crying those fake tears. And that's what I want to say to Alito's wife. Quit crying those fake tears. If you can't stay in the heat, get your behind up out of there and get back in the kitchen. Because you're not supposed to be there anyway. You lucky. I don't know of anybody, any other job in America that allows a spouse to sit in on the interview process. And if you don't like the questions, get out of the kitchen. Get back in the kitchen. Mr. Jones.
Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, in reference to Alito's wife, you know, one thing that my mother, I mean, just as a sidebar, told my sister, says, if you ever want to get people's sympathy, the first thing you start doing is crying.
Get a woman to cry.
That's right.
Get a woman to cry.
I mean, crying, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want a level of sympathy.
And also, if you're trying to tell a lie, too, and you want to distract your parents from the truth of it, you just start bawling.
And your
parents say, you don't stop that fake crying. you better tell me what I want to hear.
You know, this is really just going to show you the level of hypocrisy that's going on in this country. We can bring it all the way down to the state level with Mr. Blunt Trummer, you know, with his speech and all, you know, and who else we got there? We got our president, you know, I mean,
Matt Blunt basically said to us last night, I raped you, but think about it. I got you into the doctor's office. You know, I mean, he took all that money, and now he's saying that he took all that money, and he saved all that money, and now he's going to give the money back to us. Bunk.
You know, and we should take this hostility, I guess it is hostility or anger, and force it in a positive direction, such as voting them out. And if they stand for anything, even these companies that stand for anything of this nature, we should stop buying their products. I mean, just like going to Schnucks. Hey, look, you know, we know what these people are all about. Quit buying their products. Quit supporting the mentality of these companies and these people that perpetrate these type of crimes.
You got a roll. Thanks, Mr. Jones. This is Liz Brown. Wake up call. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me. 454-0400 is my phone number. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo this. Get out of there if you don't like it.
Easy fight. One praises fools. One's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
The wake-up call global news update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Charleston. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration says it will cooperate with the West Virginia Governor's Office in putting together an investigation into the recent mine disaster at Sago that took 12 lives. But Governor Joe Manchin has said that the safety violations that are documented at the mine will not be a part of the investigation. Instead, how the word got out that they were alive when they had actually perished will be what will be investigated. The head of the government mine agency, David McAteer, says the number of citations and previous accidents are not really that important. He says that the communication systems in the mine are much more important. A report in the New York Times this week indicated that nearly all the safety items in use in the mining industry today is of the same capability that was used 20 years ago and has really not been upgraded all that much. But a spokesman for the mining industry says it is not the coal operator's responsibility to develop new safety equipment because that's not what they're in business for. Again, coal companies gave big bucks to the Bush campaigns, and they got huge subsidies and tax breaks in return. The Mine Safety Agency has also had its inspectors' positions reduced by 170 people since 2001, leaving 600 inspectors to check safety in 25 states, and with a reduced budget as well. It was also revealed that when an inspector visited the Sago mine on December the 1st, the company did not have an approved permit to operate the mine, which is a violation of federal law. But still, the mine remained open. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Use your exercise bike for more than just a clothes rack. Find out how by attending the St. Clair Life Fitness Fair, 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, and from noon to 6, Sunday, January 22nd at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. More than just another health fair, it's a showcase for retailers, service groups, healthcare professionals, and fitness pros, all ready to help you get in shape and improve your life. Night Magic Entertainment brings you music all weekend long. WGNU will be broadcasting from the fair on Friday. See a variety of singers, dances, and aerobic demonstrations. Enjoy a healthy snack. Stop by Center Court to register for one of dozens of great prizes. Come on, you can do it. Get moving to the St. Clair Life Fitness Fair. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Hosted by St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at sbcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I stand there and listen to my life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
Oh, Luther! Love me some Luther. He's dancing with his daddy right now. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Judge Alito. Alito is a segregationist. He is a racist. He is a sexist. And if his wife doesn't start crying, stop crying. This is
absolutely indefensible that a man who brags about being on an organization, CAP, Concerned Alumni of Princeton, founding father of CAP, said he was a proud member in 1985 of the organization. He said, and I quote, "Princeton was admitting way too many women and minorities." And now in the year 2005, 2006, he says, "I don't remember that I was part of this organization." You a lie. You've lied during your job interview. You don't get the job. Period. Dot. Cell phone.
Yes, Liz. I think what the lady was doing is the same thing that a lot of us do when we see the Democrats badger and politicize.
Then get out the room. Get out the room. If you can't stand it, get out the room. Go cry with your mama. This isn't a job interview. This is a job interview. You can't take a question that's being asked to your husband. Get the heck out of the room and let them go on with the business of this country.
Being questioned and about his military conduct, and you couldn't say nothing.
And the fact of the matter, and the she's crying. Wait a minute. She's crying, and you're telling me to grow up? Nuts. Nuts. Here we have the people defending the right of a woman to disrupt the most important job interview that is going to take place in the United States of America for the next 35 or 40 years. And you want to talk about how hurt she is. This is the most important job interview in America going on right now. And if it makes you cry, stay out of the room because you're a distraction to idiots like that. You're a distraction. They want to focus on your crying as opposed to the fact that your husband said it's okay to strip search a 10-year-old baby. Car phone.
Yes, about this crying incident. You know, she's one person. There's millions of people out here crying because they know that more than likely he's going to get on the court.
Mm.
So, I mean, one person crying, there's a lot of people crying because they know that he's probably going to get on there. They should filibuster him, and I don't think they will, Liz.
I sure hope they do. I sure hope. Because the fact of the matter is that he's lying to them. And he cannot be. This is the same guy that said, "I'm going to recuse myself off of a case. I'm going to get off a case. I'm not going to judge a case because I'm going to make money, because I would make money off of the decision of that." He promised he wouldn't do that. He said he wouldn't do that. And who was sitting on that case and made that decision?
That's and like I said, her crying, there's a lot more people crying because they, instead of filibustering him, I think they'll let him through. And you talk about one person. What about the millions that's affected?
Crying, you know what else is going on? Lying. So we got crying and lying going on in the same same family.
I'm not worried about her.
Crying and lying. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Tony.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know something? These Republicans, you know, we shouldn't be surprised at the level that they would stoop to, and that's probably an orchestrated thing.
Of course it is.
Look how many days they drove that dead body of Ronald Reagan across the country.
No, what dead body of Ronald Reagan? What about Shivo?
Yeah.
What about Shivo?
You know, so, that fake crying that she was doing, you know, and her pitiful husband, I'd sit there and watch a little bit of it.
If I was
his wife, I'd cry too.
I understand.
He was part of an organization that would exclude me from it.
Ain't that some stuff?
Yeah.
Ain't that some stuff?
That's pitiful.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Earl.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, regarding Alito's wife crying, I think she's showing a response to her crying. I mean, maybe I didn't see it all, but he didn't look back. If your wife was crying, when you think you'd notice or something, or look, or take a quick glance or something, you know.
You know what? The fact of the matter is that I don't give a horse's patoota whether or not she's crying. The issue here is the fact that her husband's lying.
Yeah, I agree.
And what
I call about real quickly is this. What's this Craig Williams doing down at Vashon, moving students out to other buildings?
Because he's an idiot and an incompetent and has never been a superintendent anywhere in his entire life, and we're paying him $300,000 to dismantle and destroy our school district. That's why Darnetta Klingsettle Clingsdale, I mean, Darnetta Shamel, and Jim Buford, I mean, Jim Slay, should not be elected to the St. Louis Public Schools Board.
I agree, but how could you move some students
he's
out of
idiot.
A violent place, but you leave others? I don't get the picture. I don't understand that.
Because he's an idiot, and it's a stupid thing. And it's a showboating, let's get the cameras out here to act like I'm doing something, as opposed to going after Floyd Irons for stealing money, for mismanaging money, investigating whether he stole that money or not. That's what he should be doing. He's showboating.
Okay.
On our dime.
Okay.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We will be back in the next hour. Stay with us.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Samuel Alito is back at the witness table at this hour for his final day of grilling by the Senate Judiciary Committee. So far, he's held up under Democratic challenges to his credibility and his membership in a controversial Princeton group. ABC's Vic Ratner is following the hearings on Capitol Hill.
Although he's been asked about everything from the legal theory of stare decisis to Bruce Springsteen, yes, the judge is a Jersey boy, the issue that keeps coming up again and again is abortion. Judge Alito refusing to close the door on reversing the Supreme Court ruling that makes most abortions legal. Judge Alito insists there are cases on that issue coming along, and the most he can say is that he'll keep an open mind.
A preliminary review of documents from the concerned alumni of Princeton turned up no mention of Alito, who was a member. The man who shot and wounded Pope John Paul II in 1981 is a free man. Mehmet Ali Agha was released from a Turkish prison where he was serving time for the murder of a journalist. He was taken to a recruiting office because the government claims the Turkish native never completed his military service. The peaceful sounds of praying in Mecca were disrupted when Muslim pilgrims stampeded on the final day of the symbolic stoning ritual during the Hajj. The BBC's Aleem Makbul is there.
I am looking down on the scene and I can see at least 40 bodies laid out with white shrouds over them. So it does, you know, so a figure of 50 is not inconceivable.
President Bush visits New Orleans and Bay St. Louis, Mississippi today to emphasize the federal government commitment to hurricane recovery. His visit comes as new proposals for rebuilding New Orleans are released. Former mayor and Urban League president Mark Morial vowed to fight it.
The plan is ill-conceived, and the commission ought to go back to the drawing board because it's not a decent, fair thing to do.
This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend. Number three, since all the decorations came down, this place needs some pizzazz. Number two, I've been seeing it in my mind. It's time to see it on my walls. And number one, money back on the paint.
This weekend at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of Behr interior or exterior paint by manufacturer mail-in rebate. And $20 off 5 gallon buckets. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through January 16th in U.S. stores only. See store for details.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
If you don't know about things like compound interest, how to balance your checkbook, and credit ratings, you could lose a lot of money over your lifetime. One state public school system's doing something about financial ignorance. ABC's Chuck Sieverton has details.
Starting in 2010, every Missouri student graduating from a public high school will be required to take a course on personal finance. The new requirement was approved late last year by the State Board of Ed. Dorenda Prater teaches business education at a Springfield, Missouri high school.
I'm trying to get them where they'll stay on top of things and pay attention out in the world.
Students' reaction?
I know I need to budget, but I just hadn't realized how important it really is.
I think that's a great thing. I wish that I would have taken it.
Personal finance has become nothing but tougher for many students nowadays. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Life was rough 2 million years ago. American researcher Lee Berger says his investigation into the death of an ape man shows our human ancestors were hunted by birds. Researchers see the fossil of the ape man as evidence of the missing link. I'm Pam Coulter, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Bryansmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a 13-year-old boy will be charged as an adult in an assault on a 6-year-old North County girl. The victim was found badly beaten in a backyard in the 1200 block of Barron in Spanish Lake in November and is continuing to recover from her injuries. The teenage suspect had been charged as a juvenile with kidnapping, forcible sodomy, and first-degree assault. Those charges are expected to be replaced with adult charges today. Don't resist. That's the advice Maryland Heights police officer Kevin Stewart gives to anyone who is the victim of a carjacking. Stewart says carjacking is a crime of opportunity, and there are ways to avoid becoming a victim, such as walking to your car with keys in hand and locking the door as soon as you get in. 25-year-old Sean Mathis of Maryland Heights is facing charges of first-degree robbery and armed criminal action for allegedly carjacking a woman in the 2100 block of Summerhouse last week. Finally, this hour, work is continuing on renovations to the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Demolition began yesterday on the bank's parking garage at 4th and St. Charles Streets in downtown St. Louis. Charles Henderson, a spokesperson for the bank, says the renovation will add a lot of space to the facility.
We're just trying to renovate our downtown headquarters. I mentioned the structure of the garage is the latest phase. About 6 new floors will rise on that particular site, which is to the rear of the building. But we've also completed several months ago a huge pedestrian plaza in front of the building.
Yesterday's demolition was also a chance to raise money for charity. The chance to swing the wrecking ball was auctioned off, with all donations going to Operation Food Search. This WGNU News report is brought to you by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Heat Up St. Louis wants you to remember that many disabled and elderly people may be facing utility shutoffs. The choice between eating and heating may be difficult. Please make a donation at HeatUpSt.Louis.org. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryansmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. Emergency vehicles are on the scene and traffic jams at Lindbergh Avenue. Eastbound 44 between Merrimack River Bridge and 270, look for that accident to be cleared. Northbound 94 at Route B, look for an accident involving a motorcycle. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill, no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh, heavy volume going on. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way to 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 between Gravoy and Marshall, traffic is heavier than normal this hour. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, look for that traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for heavy volume. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing, look for heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound Route 3 onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. I-44 St. Clair rest area is closed until January 24th as they're reinstalling sanitary sewer and water lines, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy to deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Kerry today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today, a high in the mid-60s. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. Friday, much colder, breezy, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a high in the mid-40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, colder, with a high with a low around 30. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 42 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 44. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, well, let me give you the address, revolution@lizbrown.com. The website is Liz Brown, LizzBrown.com. And if you've missed an hour, that's all right. You can go get your hour because we're archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. And when you go to the website, check out the Kona Stowe. We have some great stuff for you there at LizBrown.com. This has been a very amazing week, and I feel, in the information that we've been able to put out. And we are continuing in our efforts to put out more powerful information, more information that engages you and inspires you to not simply have an opinion about an issue, because it's important. Opinions are important. Informed opinions are even more important. But it's not just an opinion, and it's not just an informed opinion. It is the action that must be attached to that opinion, informed opinion. And that's what we're attempting to do and this new addition to the wake-up call, where we spend every Thursday at 8 o'clock raising awareness and engaging people in a campaign for justice, and a campaign for justice for Reginald Clemens. And I have joining me, as I do every Thursday at 8 o'clock, Jamala Rogers, who is spearheading, who is in charge of, and who is moving on this issue of justice for Reginald Clemens. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. And Jamala, if you don't mind, I'd like to for you to start with Sunday. Because that's what's coming up. That's what one of the things that people can do on Martin Luther King's birthday. Talk to us about what is happening on Sunday.
This coming Sunday is January 15th, the official holiday of Dr. Martin Luther King.
The official birthday, of Martin Luther King and Liz Brown.
Liz Brown's birthday. So on that auspicious day, we're going to have Reggie Sunday, where we're asking clergy to use their pulpits to talk about the Reggie Clemens case in the context of the death penalty and its unfairness, its racist component, as well as, you know, really getting people to understand the need to support a moratorium and ultimately, you know, abolition of the death penalty. And so if people have not have talked with their pastors but have not gotten back with me, please do so. Give me a call at 367-5959. We're going to try to get a press release out outlining the churches. The ones that we announced last week are already up on Reggie's website. And so really part of this is to chronicle and document the efforts of the campaign. And so we want to make sure that we don't leave anybody out. So if you know that you can participate or you've already checked in with your minister, please give us a call at 367-5959 and let us know that you'll be participating.
And let me do a rundown right quick of the churches that we have signed on for Reggie Sunday. That's this Sunday. Bethel Methodist Church, Church of Christ Divine, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Faith Miracle Temple, Fundamental Church of God, Grace Temple Church, Kennerly Temple, Last Days Church, Life Victory Center, New Beginnings Church, New Jerusalem Temple Church, Solomon's Temple Church, True Love Divine Church also. So we have some great churches that have signed
right
on for
this. And since then, we've added Fifth Baptist Missionary Church with Reverend Duvall. And so there's a few more that we're going to be adding. And again, we put the call out at the kickoff of the actual campaign meeting last Monday, and there were other folks who were there that were going to be checking in with their particular ministers as well.
And Jamala, we have to start the show every time this way, because there are people that are just joining us and people that don't know about this case. So let's start at the beginning of the Reginald Clemens Chain of Rocks case. And these are the facts, I think, that people can also get if they call you at 367-5959. They can get their fact sheet.
They can get their fact sheet, as well as they can go to the website at justiceforreggie.com. Basically, in 1991, we had an incident where four young men were drawn into a horrible tragedy of which we still do not know the facts. And what we do know is that the cousin of Robin and Julie Carey initially confessed to the crime and later recanted after they found out that a flashlight connected the bridge incident to the four boys. And basically the four boys included three, you know, teenagers and one 24-year-old, and that was Marlon Gray, who unfortunately has already been executed. He was executed in October. So, you know, three of those young men were black and one was white. And essentially they used the young 15-year-old white guy to turn state's evidence against the other three, and the other three got the death penalty. And for the Antonio Richardson, he was able to get his sentence overturned because in the interim, the Supreme Court ruled on not executing the mentally retarded or mentally challenged, and he fit into that category. So he will be serving a long time. And unfortunately, at this point, Reggie has exhausted all his legal avenues and is in his clemency phase, which means that only the governor can intervene at this point unless something, you know, dramatically new and different comes up, as in Thomas Cummings once again admits that, you know, he knows what happened. So here we have...
And if I can just interrupt just for 1 second, Jamala, because I think it's so important as we can spend a million days dissecting the facts of this case as to how it gets to the innocence of the men of Marlon Gray, and he was executed, and the innocence of Reginald Clemens. But one of the things I want to point out, because we're going to be taking people through a primer lesson on how the law works and how trials work. The key witness, or there were a couple of key witnesses against Reginald Clemens. One of them was the white cousin, and one of them was the third co-defendant that was charged with that also received the death penalty, but that charge was reduced to life in prison without parole. The reason why his case was changed and his case was reduced to life imprisonment without parole is because he's mentally retarded, correct?
Correct.
And that was the witness that was used against these young men. So we have a white guy who had something to do with these girls' death, and a guy who received money from the police department, and that guy and then a mentally retarded person were the people that provided the evidence that a jury used to convict Reginald Clemens and Marlon Gray.
And don't forget Daniel Winfrey, who was the white guy who actually testified against all three of them. And the other thing about this case is that when you have witnesses that have something to gain by their testimony, mm-hmm. and in fact, Daniel was offered, you know, a lesser sentence if he testified, then how credible can those witnesses be? And so I think when you look at what they had no, you know, pretty much circumstantial evidence, you know, no DNA, no eyewitnesses that actually linked people to pushing anybody off the bridge. That never was proven. And in fact, in both the cases of Marlon and Reggie, they were not convicted of murder. They were convicted of complicity. In other words, because they were there on the bridge, they were convicted. But they never were convicted of the actual murders. And the rape cases were dropped early on because that was only a way for Prosecutor Nels Moss to sort of sensationalize the case and
help with his campaign as he was running to
exactly.
head the office of the circuit attorney.
Exactly.
And let me talk about quickly about the three prongs that lead to the conclusion of the innocence of Reginald Clemens and why this is such an important campaign to be a part of. We have prosecutorial misconduct. We have ineffective assistance of counsel. So talk to us about those two in particular, how those two weighed into this case and the convictions.
Well, in terms of prosecutorial misconduct, and you know, folks, we've talked about that on the show a couple of times because it's so heinous and so egregious that somebody like Nels Moss to be able to practice in that way was criminal in and of itself. But I mean, this man did everything he could. He actually was a prosecutor for both the Marlon Gray and Reginald Clemens cases, and so he did things, particularly in Reggie's case, of referring to him as a Charles Manson, even though he had been admonished by the judge not to do that, and ultimately he was fined with contempt of court. But he also intimidated, you know, one of the witnesses, the jailhouse witnesses, and when he came on the stand, he pleaded the fifth because he had been told if you know, participate or if you tell the truth, you know, I'm going to make your life very difficult. So, you know, all the things that, you know, could go wrong or could be impacted by the prosecutor, he made sure that he was there to do that. In terms of the ineffective counsel, for in Reggie's case, there was a team that was hired with real money, real hard-earned money by the Thomases.
A lot of money.
To represent them. And at the time, they did not know that couple was in the process of getting a divorce. And, in fact, the wife eventually moved to California in the midst of the trial and did not do her part in terms of preparation. Witnesses, you know, and even she was given a list of witnesses by the Thomases. And so, you know, in fact, the Thomases ended up having to do a lot of the work themselves and hire another investigator to do the work. And so it was really, and we've said this before, Liz, it is a case where all the elements of a trial that could go wrong did go wrong.
The most awful part of the ineffectiveness of their counsel is when he said, I stopped objecting because I knew I was going to be overruled anyway.
Right.
And from an attorney's point of view, it just makes me want to holler because that is just so outrageous.
And what we know about that is if you do not preserve those objections, and when you get ready to do the appeal process, you can't raise those, and that is very perplexing for the average layperson who's trying to understand, well, why can't we raise this now? Why can't we? None of that can be raised just based on the procedures and the law if it is not, in fact, objected to during the trial portion. Then it
they call it preserving your objections. You have to preserve it in order for the court to take a look at it.
Right.
And if you didn't protect it, if you didn't preserve it, if you said, as this attorney did, I ain't going to bother to protect the record, then there's nothing for the Court of Appeals to do, no matter how awful it was.
Nothing. And, you know, that particular attorney has since been barred, but, you know,
disbarred.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's of no consequence to this case because the damage has been done.
Mm-hmm. We have two men on death row, and one of them has been executed.
Right, right.
Our number here is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU, and email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. We are streamed on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net and lizbrown.com. So talk to us about this phase of the campaign, Jamala. Where are we now? What are some of the things that we are trying to do to get people involved in and connected to this case?
Well, two of the main things is the petition drive. And the petition campaign basically is a petition to Governor Blunt to look at the case, to review the case, and to look at the facts in a way that he has not before. And we are collecting those. People can pick them up at a number of sites, and I'll give those to you later in the program. But we want everybody to, if they can't, take a petition to at least find one, and it's also online at Reggie's www.justiceforreggie. So we hope to get thousands of signatures because we do have to make an impact on this person who convinced us last night, or tried to convince us last night, that all is well in Missouri. And, you know, and so that's the kind of person that we are appealing to. But that is...
You're talking about the man-child, Matt Blunt.
Matt Blunt trauma.
Okay.
So, I mean, and again, if people say, well, why do we have to, like, deal with him? Again, in the clemency process, the governor is the last stop. And so he's the one that can make or break this case. And so we have to put the pressure on Matt Blunt. The other thing, there's a number of activities that are going around in the community that will help to give visibility and engage people. One we'll be talking about in a few minutes, but Reggie Sunday is another. And people are coming up with, you know, lots of creative ways to, you know, get this campaign into the community. And at the campaign meeting on Monday, people had lots of ideas. And one of the things we're stressing is that when you have an idea, come prepare to actualize it. You know, the campaign is a coordinating effort. It's not doing the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people have a great idea, you know, you can
handle your business.
Handle your business.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll consider it part of the campaign. So we were very energized after Monday. We had a full house. We had a working session. We were doing our posters for the upcoming King March. We were doing our petition boards. We were making follow-up calls. So, I mean,
that's
people...
very exciting to know that this is early into the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are coming out and committing themselves and doing this because
exactly.
this is an issue that is resonating with people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm very encouraged, and I know that...
Because you've been involved in a lot of different campaigns. Mm-hmm. You've been involved in a number of different things. How does this compare? How does the energy level of this compare and the concern and commitment of this compare to other campaigns you've been involved with?
Well, the energy level is high, and that's mm-hmm. because the outrage is high. Mm-hmm. The outrage is very intense because once people... And you know, sometimes you get a good case... And I say good from the standpoint of an organizing good, because if there's any hint that somebody was involved in something criminal, even if that's not true, then people tend to take a standoffish approach. But in the case of Reggie and Marlon, it is so clear that, you know, they were railroaded, that we've already executed one innocent person and about to execute another one. And so I think that is very compelling for most people, and they want to get involved. So and I think the thing that really draws people in is the fact that there was somebody who had confessed to the crime. I mean, mm-hmm. people still, every time I talk to them, they don't get it. Mm-hmm. Why, if he, you know, they just don't get it. Tom Cummins was the cousin of Julie and Robin, and, you know, there was some relationships there that, you know, people don't really quite understand. But, you know, we have his testimony on record. We have his confession.
He had affection for his cousin, and he attempted to pursue that affection with his cousin. His cousin rejected that affection, and she fell off the bridge, and her sister fell off trying to save her. Those are his words. Those are his words.
Right.
He confessed, and he got $150,000.
Right. He got $150,000, and he went back to his life back in Maryland, and we have destroyed families back here in St. Louis. So there you have it.
Let me get to a caller, and then when we come back, we're going to take a break. But then when we come back, we'll talk about what we our upcoming events. Andrew, you have a question or comment?
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
It's your old friend, Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
I was just listening to you talking about the lawsuit. I was down in the federal district court, and I found the records for it. His original demand was for $250,000 against 16 different defendants. He dropped 8 of them about a year before he settled, but the interesting thing is he got his attorneys, Thomas Cummins got his attorneys, just around the same time as the Marlon Gray trial. The other interesting thing is, for a man who's never been to St. Louis, how quickly he picked up two attorneys.
Very good point.
One being in Union, Missouri, the other one, Michael Bastian, being downtown, and Frank Carlson was from Union, Missouri. He hooked up with them, and it doesn't take much of a leap to find out who recommended him.
That would be Nels Moss.
Yes, ma'am.
That would be Nels Moss.
Not only that, but I'm getting from the state archives, I'm getting Nels Moss's, there's like 66 pages of his political contributions back in 92, because I found evidence where, trying to find evidence where either the family or Thomas Cummins' attorney made some sizable donations to his political campaign.
And you're looking at that right now.
I'm getting that from the state archives probably today in the mail.
Outstanding. And you'll keep us apprised of that.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing about it is that was Nels Moss's primary motivation for this.
Fact.
I mean, here you have a white man. It's like, well, the best he could do is maybe involuntary manslaughter.
If that.
I mean, his credibility was out the window. And how much, I mean, he was looking for basically for free campaign publicity. He badmouthed Albert Walton. He badmouthed D. Joyce Hayes so bad, he was third in the election. So really, this case didn't help him all that much.
But he didn't know that till after the fact.
No, he was looking for more, quote-unquote, if you pardon the expression, African-American voters, because he was so far behind in the polls behind Albert Walton. He knew he had to do something quick to keep his face in the paper and on the news. And this was the best way for it. He walked over the backs of Marlon, Antonio, Reginald, and even Daniel Winfrey, thinking he could get to the circuit attorney's office. But as soon as D. Joyce Hayes was elected, he got booted out of his private office that had been attached to George Peach's office, and we all know what happened to him.
Hmm.
They were best friends. He got booted out of his private office and had his parking spot taken away.
Hmm. But, and Marlon Gray is dead.
Yep, October 26th at 12:07 a.m.
Andrew, thank you so much.
I'll keep in touch with you, Liz.
Please do. Please do. And I got your email. So
okay,
thanks.
Great.
All right.
Thank
All right.
you.
Take care. We're
going right.
to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back after this. Stay with us.
Let me know what's real and going on below. But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too. And every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 34 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 at 4500 South Broadway, an accident. Two right lanes are blocked. Traffic jams at Union, and an accident should be cleared soon. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Merrimack River Bridge. Traffic congestion is cleared now. Northbound 94 at Route B, there's an accident that has been cleared, but there may be some delays. West Florissant to McLaren, look for an accident that has been cleared there. Illinois Route 111 at Chain Rocks Bridge, there's an accident reported, so use caution as you roll up to that area. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, that traffic is easing. Eastbound 70 from 79, look for that to be cleared this hour. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall, traffic is on the move now. Eastbound 40 at Mason is still got stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic too. And westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for that traffic to return back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Illinois Bank all the way on to Cleeds Landing looks good. And northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-60s. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. For Friday, breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a high in the mid-40s. For Friday evening, partly cloudy, colder, with a low around 30. And Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies and 43 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 45 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hideware Theater is seeking a diverse cast for their production of The Iceman Cometh. Auditions will be held at the Regional Arts Commission at 6128 Del Mar on Monday, January 16th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Male roles of all ages and female roles ages 18 to 40 will be available. Performances take place from March 16th through the 26th, with rehearsal starting January 30th. Please have one dramatic monologue prepared, no more than 2 minutes. All positions are paid. For more info, visit hidewaretheater.org or call 314-368-7306. News to you from WGNU.
Hi, I'm Brian Kay, sales manager at WGNU Radio. Right now, you're hearing my voice. What you could be hearing is yours, telling people about your business. Call me during regular business hours at 314-454-6660 and let me show you how effective and affordable radio ads can be on WGNU and how they can bring new customers to you. Once again, that's Brian Kay at 314-454-6660. We can replace this ad with yours.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams.
Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams,
389-9700. Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're talking about the Reginald Clemmings case. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, what else do we have going on?
I want to remind people about the Green Ribbon campaign, and the Green Ribbon is green is the color for the campaign, and it symbolizes life and energy. And so, as a way to educate people to wear a green ribbon, you know, put a green ribbon around the tree in your yard or on your business door, to help people know that you are a part of the campaign, and we want people to do that. The other thing that I'm excited about is the hip-hop involvement of into the campaign, and we have a couple of people here, N.K. Stallings and Montega Simmons, who are spearheading that, and so I want to introduce them to the listening audience.
Montega Simmons, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Liz.
And tell us who you are and what you do.
Let's see. Primarily, I guess I'm a member of the Organization for Black Struggle. Primary role is in working with the youth and, in this case, working with this campaign, working directly with the campaign to save Reginald Clemmings.
M.K. Stallings, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent.
Talk to us about your involvement in this case and what is it that you do?
Well, my involvement in the case is to support OBS in this effort to reach out into the arts community and reach younger people who may not be aware of what happened. And so Montega asked me to come on board. He had this idea of reaching out to the hip-hop community and poetry community, so I wanted to support that. And what I do, I'm a graduate student full-time at the University of Missouri St. Louis in sociology, and I also do a number of youth-related things with some organizations out there, so yeah.
Well, and Jamala, this was your issue here to bring the arts component into it, bring the hip hop component into it. So how are we going to do that?
Okay, two ways. One of them is through Poetry Slam, and that kicks off tonight, and Montega can talk about that, but also the MC Battle. And what is being asked of, you know, young artists is to take the fact sheet and, you know, weave their lyrics, their spoken word about the case, and they'll be judged accordingly. And there's three judges. And Montega, you want to talk about how we've done the outreach and where the venues are that people can come out?
Yeah. Actually, this is going to occur, like you said, in two phases. Well, actually, they're working simultaneously. We have a poetry slam, which will start tonight. It'll be alternating rounds between Ujamaa Maktaba Books and Legacy Books and Cafe.
And where's it going to be tonight?
Tonight it'll be at Ujamaa, the location at Manchester and Tower Grove. They start about 8:30. They'll have their standard open mic. Then directly after that, we'll go right into the slam.
Okay. And for those folks out there that are not knowledgeable about a lot of things that go on out here, what's a slam?
A slam It's typically considered a poetry competition, spoken word competition, mm-hmm. Where the artists would put their best works out and kind of compete for an audience reaction. In this instance, they're not really competing with each other as much as trying to make the most effective push against the death penalty in this case in specific. Mm-hmm. There is a $250 prize. Mm-hmm. Plus, as a part of both events, we're trying to actually generate artwork and a CD, mm-hmm. something to create music, to create poetry, to create energy, to keep the campaign motivated.
And MK, how important is it to bring the hip-hop community into this?
Well, it's the consciousness of this young generation. You know, hip-hop has a way of talking about what's going on in the hood, has a way of talking about what's going on in political circles. So if you use something that young people listen to and are fully engaged in, perhaps we can educate them about some of the larger social issues that are out there. There's so many scholars and writers on hip-hop who believe that this music is a medium of expression and knowledge construction and integration, that if we don't utilize it properly, we could be missing the boat. I mean, look at what happened with, you know, with the efforts of hip-hop and voting and how that produced the largest turnout of young voters since 1972. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a big push, and certainly we can tap into that this time.
And in terms of people getting involved in this and participating in this, what do they have to do? Who do they have to call?
As far as the actual spoken word competition, mm-hmm. all they have to do is show up at the venues. Mm-hmm. We have the dates. We can give those to you.
Okay, give us the dates.
Okay. As far as the actual slam events, of course, they're starting tonight around 8:30 at Ujma Maktaba. Round two for the slam will actually occur on, it'll be February 3rd. That'll be that Friday at Legacy Books Cafe. They typically start around 10 p.m. That's at Union and Del Mar. Round three for the slam will occur the following Thursday on February 9th, back at Ujma Maktaba. And then the fourth and final round for the slam event will occur February 17th, back at Legacy Books and Cafe.
And, again, all people have to do is show up?
Once they show up, they'll be able to sign up for the competition. Mm-hmm. And like Jamala stated, the main things that we're looking for is, of course, just general as far as your presentation with your poetry.
Who's going to be judging?
You'll actually have two actual members of the audience, mm-hmm. and then there'll typically be one party from the campaign.
Okay.
Because we're definitely looking for content relating to both the death penalty and this case in specific.
And we're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. We'll be back to talk more about Justice for Reggie, and that's the website, too?
Yeah, justiceforreggie.com.
And if people want to get their green ribbons, if people want to work on the campaign, the number that they call?
367-5959.
367-5959, and go to the website. You can get the dates for the poetry slam and all of that?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. justiceforreggie.com. I'm Liz Brown. Wake Up Call. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest man alive. I can't sweat it, no, I got to get it. I'm the greatest man alive.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Metro Law Firm, 388-3400.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Jerusalem. The Israeli government is going to allow Arab residents of East Jerusalem to cast votes in Palestinian parliamentary elections this month. However, the government says Hamas, the militant Islamist party, will be forbidden from being on the ballots used in the city. Before his stroke, Prime Minister Sharon gave the order that Hamas candidates be stopped from campaigning in Jerusalem and had threatened to stop the vote over it. But now, after urgings from the U.S., Israel has agreed to allow the Palestinians to cast ballots at five locations in East Jerusalem as long as Hamas candidates are not on them. And Dateline Moscow. Word out of Ukraine that the opposition party in that country wants to throw out the cabinet of President Viktor Yushchenko. The dispute stems from the deal made with Russia to end the natural gas war between the two countries that threatened to disrupt supplies to European countries a couple of weeks ago. Many members of parliament became enraged over the deal, which gave control of Ukraine's gas imports to a secret trading company which will not even disclose who owns it. A no-confidence motion was passed to dismiss the prime minister and several cabinet members and reappoint them as interim replacements until the March elections. President Yushchenko called the vote illegal and has filed a challenge to it. Further details of the gas deal, show that the holding company will be selling both Russian and Central Asian gas to the Ukraine for a price that is almost twice what it was last year. This has outraged Ukrainian lawmakers who have denounced it all as a big fraud. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by the Metro Law Firm.
When you've been hurt in an accident, there are many things to consider. Doctor's bills, time lost from work, medical costs, ongoing injuries, pain and suffering. For over 25 years, attorney Albert Walton has helped people get paid for their pain, paid for lost time at work, paid for their property, paid for their suffering. Before you talk to anyone, call 314-388-3400. That's 388-3400 and talk to attorney Albert Walton for free. If you've been hurt, let Metro Law Firm's knowledge and experience help you get paid. Metro Law Firm, 314-388-3400.
It's the biggest Sesame Street live show yet. It's the most fun you'll have with your family this year. Wait, it's coming right at us. What is it? It's Super Grover, ready for action. Super Grover and all your favorite Sesame Street friends are coming to see you. Don't miss the biggest Sesame Street live show yet. Super Grover, ready for action. You grew up with Super Grover. Now he's the one your children will grow to love. Join all your favorite Sesame Street friends as they help Super Grover in his quest to find his superness. Will he ever be able to fly again? Will he lose his voice? Will he ever wear anything else besides that crazy silver crash helmet? Don't miss Super Grover, ready for action. The all-new Sesame Street Live show coming to a stage near you.
Come and join the fun with Sesame Street Live at the Savas Center, January 18th through the 22nd. Tickets on sale now at the box office and through Ticketmaster.
Guy Gulman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
This is Father John Couture. When a speck of sand gets into an oyster, it irritates the flesh around it. To protect itself, the oyster coats it with an iridescent material so that gradually the grain of sand turns into a beautiful pearl. You are very much like that grain of sand, and if you're patient, God will transform you into a pearl of great price. This is Father John Couture inviting you to visit my website, messengerofjoy.com. Thank you, and God bless you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget, we will have in the next hour at quarter till 10 o'clock in the morning, Howard Dean, the chairman of the Democratic Party, will be joining us in the last 15 minutes of the show to talk about Alito, to talk about somebody finding a backbone for some Democrat out there somewhere. So you're going to be with us in the last 15 minutes of the next hour. We're talking right now about Justice for Reginald Clemens, and we're talking about the activities that are going on in this campaign to prevent, to prevent the execution of Reginald Clemens, and also to engage people in this issue and also to call for a moratorium on the death penalty. And I'm here with Jamala Rogers, and our guests this morning are Montega Simmons and M.K. Stallings. And we were going to come back to you, Jamala. Well, actually, we're going to come back to M.K. to talk about some other campaigns that are going on, some other issues.
Right. The other piece is the MC battle. Montega will have to step in with the dates in particular, but DX with the Science on Fridays. It's a hip-hop institution here in St. Louis, as well as the High Point on Monday nights. The Science starts at roughly about 10 o'clock p.m. Friday nights at Blueberry Hill. They do like a simulcast, I think, on KDHX.
Didn't realize.
It wasn't about that.
Okay.
But what it is about is how much he can get his voice out mm-hmm. there. You know, he's somebody who is, DX is a hip-hop intellectual. You know, I had a chance to engage him in a few conversations throughout the year. So he is someone who has the knowledge, the consciousness, as well as the ability to articulate some of the issues of this case. And he can certainly share that with some of his brethren and sisters in the hip-hop movement in St. Louis.
How about this? Can I make an offer to you all? Can I ask that the winner of the contest that we have going on for this come on with you all and perform their piece here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, they will love nothing more. And then the other person I just want to say again is Finsta with the High Point on Monday nights. He's been great. He's really been pushing the effort. So that's every week,
okay.
Monday and Friday.
Okay. Excellent. And MK, you have been doing some things with youth also to connect them to the whole hip-hop, understanding the roots and the history of hip-hop. You've been doing a little seminar or something on weekends?
Right. About four times a year I do a workshop called a Hip-Hop Journalism Workshop, and we talk about different issues that affect the so-called hip-hop generation or the hip-hop nation. And it's our way of talk about some of the larger issues that young people are faced
mm-hmm.
with. Just as recently a 13-year-old is certified as an adult
mm-hmm.
for a crime he supposedly committed.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have young people who are 12 or 13 and they know they could be certified as an adult, what other rights or non-rights, you know, do they have? So we look at that. And actually, coming up soon, we're doing a conference in conjunction with Justice for Reggie that young people will be engaged in, and our opening night will be February 23rd at the University of Missouri St. Louis with a hip-hop scholar, activist. He's so many things. I just don't want to box him into hip-hop. Merely hip-hop is a generational marker
mm-hmm.
than anything else. But cousin Jeff Johnson, he's a former director of youth for the NAACP. He's currently on different television broadcasts
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And he'll be speaking on February 23rd, 7 o'clock p.m., which will be our kickoff to the State of Black Men Conference, which will be held the next day at the campus.
And that's going to be one of the issues of what's happening with Reginald Clemens.
That's right, in general,
Very
blacks
good.
And criminal justice, as well as the death penalty and things of that nature.
Very good. And where can people, if people didn't quite catch the date on that and write that down, where can they find out more information?
They go to the website, justiceforreggie.com, or they can contact us directly at 367-5959.
Excellent.
And we want to invite people, even if they're not going to participate in the competition, just come out and check it out and feel the vibe, support it, and you may even be called up to be a judge.
There
so,
you go. And
yeah.
Or you may be inspired to do a little something.
Mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm.
So we have a few more minutes left here, Jamal. What do we have upcoming on our Justice for Reggie show here?
Well, a couple of things this weekend, because this is a big weekend in terms of the Dr. Martin Luther King and then lots of activities, and they're not just activities for us to celebrate the King, but they're also activities that are opportunities for getting signatures for the petition.
Mm.
So definitely on Monday the 16th, we want people to join us as we have a contingent in the annual march. Look for the picture of Reggie in the front of the old courthouse at 10 o'clock. We'll be having petitions there as well as petitions at the Powell Symphony Hall. So if you can help us get signatures, be there. The other thing is that there is the annual King basketball game at Bashan on the 16th at 4 o'clock, and we want people to go there and also get petitions signed. There's a number of opportunities. There's a big concert at the Fox on the 14th. I think that's, what's that, Bev DeVoe folks, but Johnny Gill.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. New Edition crowd.
Yeah, yes, they'll be there, and that's a lot of young people, so sometimes they have to wait outside until they get in. That's a good opportunity to get some signatures
and
as well.
And where can people get the copies of the petitions?
The petitions are actually online, but they can also get them at the Legacy Books, Ujamaa. You can get them at the American Civil Liberties Union office. You can get them at the Rowan Community Center. You can get them at the American Friends Service. So there's a number of places that are convenient for people to get those petitions.
And, again, if people want to help on a regular basis, when are the meetings? Where are the meetings? What time are the meetings?
The meetings are the second and fourth Mondays at the Rowan Community Center at 7 o'clock. We meet from 7 to 8:30. It's a time to get the updates, you know, generate some ideas and discussion, and it's work. Mm-hmm. So people are going to find something to do, and we also want to send you away with some assignments. So please be there.
And upcoming shows for Justice for Reggie, what are some of the things we're going to cover on some of our shows?
We're going to be talking about
We're going to be bringing in the NAACP.
The NAACP nationally. And we're also going to be talking about the moratorium efforts. New Jersey just joined on as another state who has enacted the legislation for a moratorium. And so we really need to get a handle on everybody around us is getting a moratorium. What's wrong with Missouri? Why can't we see the light?
Information 367-5959. Call that number, right, Jamal?
That's right. That's
all
right.
All right.
And we'll see you at least Monday at 10 o'clock at the old courthouse.
Very good.
And tonight, too. And I'll be there tonight. So I'll have petitions there tonight. So be there at Ujamaa.
Very good. Montega Simmons, M.K. Stallings, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
And we look forward to hearing the winner here on the Wake Up Call. I'll be back, folks. Stay with me and Howard Dean in the last 15 minutes of the next hour. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
The progress is healing the wound, but the blow that the little man.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, from the brothers.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Pam Coulter. His final day of questioning underway. Samuel Alito appears headed for the Supreme Court. Democrats seem to have made little headway with their grilling on Alito's membership in a Princeton group that opposed campus diversity. Court TV's Fred Graham says Alito claimed he had little memory of the group.
The Democrats thought they might be able to get documents to prove that that was a lie. Apparently, they've been given access to the documents, and so far, they haven't come up with anything, or they haven't made public anything that shows that he wasn't telling the truth.
The general who oversaw terror interrogations at Guantanamo Bay and helped set up operations at Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison doesn't want to talk about alleged detainee abuse. The Washington Post says General Jeffrey Miller asserted his right not to incriminate himself at the courts-martial of two soldiers. The report said it's the first time Miller indicated he might have information that could implicate him in wrongdoing. The Pentagon stepping up efforts to get more extensive body armor to troops after a secret study revealed 80% of the Marines who died of upper body wounds in Iraq could have been saved by the extra side panels. One soldier says the armor's too restricting.
I can't climb a 6-foot wall, hop over it, hop a fence, jump through a 3-foot window. There's a lot of stuff I have to do with my arms. That's the reason I choose not to wear my shoulder pads.
Reports say more than 100 Muslim pilgrims were killed in a stampede in Mecca. It happened as thousands threw stones at pillars representing the devil. It's payback time for Hank Williams, Jr. The country star visited coal mine survival Randall McCloy and his family.
There's a whole lot of people that are pulling for Randy. I'm just happen to be one of them.
Williams says a visit from Johnny Cash helped him tremendously when he was hospitalized years ago. And President Bush is headed to the Gulf Coast to talk about rebuilding efforts. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm painting this weekend. Number 3, since all the decorations came down, this place needs some pizzazz. Number two, I've been seeing it in my mind. It's time to see it on my walls. And number one, money back on the paint.
This weekend at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of Behr interior or exterior paint by manufacturer mail-in rebate, and $20 off 5 gallon buckets. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through January 16th in U.S. stores only. See store for details.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
A new survey finds Americans may be changing the way they regard people who are seriously overweight.
A New York marketing and research company finds Americans have become a lot more accepting of overweight, even obese people, over the past 20 years. The survey numbers show fat acceptance has grown by almost 30 percentage points. It also shows relaxed attitudes toward weight and diet in general. We're not as thin-crazed as we were in the late 80s and early 90s. But others argue the survey is only a reflection of political correctness, of people saying the right thing. They ask, for example, who would admit harboring a dislike for someone of another race. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
By popular demand, the cow that escaped from a Montana slaughterhouse last week will be spared. The cow led workers and police on a six-hour chase. Now Great Falls residents will decide whether Molly will live out her life in a pasture or be shipped to a Seattle animal sanctuary. I'm Pam Coulter, ABC News.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Hunter Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, as Governor Matt Blunt paints a rosy picture of the state's future, Missouri Democrats are offering a contrasting perspective. State Senator Maida Coleman of St. Louis gave the Democratic response last night to Blunt's State of the State address. Coleman says all Missourians are being asked to pay for the governor's unkept promises, which she says are putting the state on a fast track to the bottom. She calls on the governor to change his course after, quote, a year of mistakes and failures. Action is being taken to restore health care cuts in the Show Me State. Yesterday, a group of home health providers and consumers joined legislators in Jefferson City to announce legislation aimed at recovering cuts to the Missouri health care system.
We want to send a message to the administration that it's been a year now. Thousands of Missourians have been affected, and we haven't forgotten about it. We'll push legislation to restore some of those cuts and have a massive lobbying and advocacy program throughout this session.
That's Michael Hatcher, the outreach coordinator for Quality Home Care Partnership. Over 100,000 Missourians have lost their state health care benefits since the cuts went into effect last year, including nearly 20,000 children. Finally this hour, the DePere Parks and Recreation Department is offering exercise classes for people with arthritis. Julie Adams, the fitness supervisor for the city of DePere, says the people with arthritis can exercise classes are designed to be easy on a person's joints and include games, range of motion exercises, and endurance training. For more information on the classes, log on to www.depereparkandrecreation.com or call 314-835-6150. This WGNU News report is brought to you by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Baby, it's cold inside. Help area elderly and disabled beat the winter cold snap with a donation to HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Please donate today at HeatUpSt.Louis.org. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 at Toronto, and 4500 South Broadway. Heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 70 at 5th. Look for slow-moving maintenance vehicles having the left lane closed. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh is easing. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall Road. Look for that to be easing as well. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road. That traffic is easing. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Everything's on the move there. Telegraph at Becker, there's a report of lights not working. 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. Look for bridge maintenance operations having the exit lane closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Everything else looks like it's pretty much rolling steady this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-60s today. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. For Friday, breezy, much colder, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, high in the mid-40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, colder, with a low around 30. And then on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear conditions, we have 43 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 45. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. My website is lizbrown, L-I-Z-Z-Brown.com. My show is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. The issue that I have to talk about, the issue that is so important, the issue that is going on right now, are the Judge Alito hearings. I am troubled deeply. I am, I'm upset. I'm upset. I am, it's like that there is a, there's a consistency in the wrongheadedness and the wrongdoingness that is going on in Washington, D.C. There's a consistency. And it's a policy of distract and attack. DNA, I guess. DNA. Distract and attack. What does the fact that Alito's wife was crying have to do with anything? It's a job interview. They're going to ask you personal questions. They're going to question your credibility. They're going to challenge what you say that you can do, your expertise. They're going to look at what other employers have said about you. Employers can now tell you that you can't smoke at home. Employers now can require that you exercise and lose weight or you lose your job. Employers can read your email. Employers can do all kinds of things to you. That's once you get the job. Now, before you get the job, Katie barred the door, they can ask you anything. Just about. And for crying out loud, an employer can ask you what your club memberships are. I would like to know whether a person who wants to be on the Supreme Court has been a member of an organization that discriminates against women and black folks. I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if you have a history of racial animosity and gender animosity. I want to know that because you shouldn't be on the bench. And this whole campaign of distract and attack. So now they've distracted some folks with this crying wife of a woman who doesn't have the stomach to watch her husband go through a job interview then stay home. And then they're going to attack the Democrats for making her cry. You need to shut up. Y'all need to shut up. Because whether she sheds one tear or no tears, she has nothing to do with this process of a job interview. But it's distract and it's attack. And also, check this out. They are also attempting to redefine what up is and what down is, what left is, what right is. They're engaging in a truthyism, I guess, campaign. Truthiness campaign. Where truth is no longer truth. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of truth. Let's check this out. This job interview the right is attempting to reframe it as they didn't break Alito down. That's not the goal, to break Alito down. The goal of it, because, I mean, apparently these Republicans have been watching too much Perry Mason, where witnesses fall apart on the stand and say, yes, I did it, I shot the gun, I killed him, you got me. I'm a trial attorney. That happens so infrequently that it's statistically insignificant and it's close enough to never to say never happens. everybody. I mean, we all know that from our life experience. How hard is it to get people who are lying to you to tell you the truth? Now, baseball bats help some folks. I guess, and truth serum probably helps other people. But outside of that, people, children learn around the age of 3 or 4, you know what? Mommy and daddy, they're not omnipotent. They can't read my mind. I can keep stuff from them. Now, a 3-year-old is not a whole lot. It's not, they can't hold it for long. But they discover around that age that you're not omnipotent. You can't read my mind. Now, you can make them think that you're reading their mind till they're about 12 or so. But then, you know, pretty much they figured out that you don't know everything. But outside of that, I mean, that's the point that human beings discover that there are things that you don't have to tell people and that they'll never know. And some grown folks get better and better and better at it. And the fact that you can't make a grown folk that has gotten very good at lying, very good, gifted almost, summa cum laude good at keeping the truth from you. Those folks are never going to tell you the truth. It's your job not to break them down because you don't get to use baseball bats or truth serum. Your job is to expose the fact that this is what you said in 1985. You said that you were a member of an organization that was created to discriminate against women and black people. You were a member of an organization that said black people, there are too many black people at Princeton. Let's see what we can do to keep them out. There are too many women at Princeton. Let's see what we can do to keep them out. You were a member of that organization and you were proud of it. How do I know that you were proud of it? Because you used the fact that you were a member of that organization on a job application for Ronald Reagan. And now, that was in 1985. You were a 30-something-ish man. And in the year 2005, in the year 2006, you're saying, I don't recall being a member of that organization. You're a liar. And whether or not I can ever get you to confess to whether you are a liar or not, you are a liar. Bottom line. Absolutely no question, hesitation, or pause. You are a liar when you say, I don't recall being a member. You're a liar. You are a liar, and you should not get a job promotion to sit on the United States Supreme Court. Because if you're lying during the job interview, I assure you, no good can come to any American once you get a promotion. You are a liar. It's that simple. And the idea that this Republican Party, the idea that this Republican-controlled media, the idea that this job interview, these aren't confirmation hearings, it's a job interview, are being reduced down into whether or not you can get him to admit that he's a liar during the confirmation process is a mischaracterization of what the jobs of these senators are. They are prospective employers evaluating whether or not they want to hire this man. And he's a liar. Do you hire a liar? No. How many people that are professional liars? How many people that are consistent liars? How many people that confess? Outside a baseball bat or truth serum, you ain't getting a confession. And I don't care what Perry Mason says. You're not. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. This is Jesse Todd. How you doing?
Jesse Todd, good morning.
I agree with you about Alito. He is a racist and a sexist because that man has had plenty of opportunity to come out and support black people's rights and women's rights. For example, in the welfare reductions and lack of choice and failure to pass the ERA. One thing about public officials, Lee, is we can look.
Well, he's a judge. He's a judge. So I don't expect him to come out and say I'm for the ERA. I don't expect him to come out and say I'm for this, because I don't want a judge really involved in politics like that. I want a judge that I know that is truthful and that will follow the law and not a political agenda. And the issue here is with Alito is that he doesn't follow the law. He has an agenda and he's dishonest. You shouldn't be a judge if you're those three things.
And plus, I agree with you on another thing. Is that he also belongs to that CAP group up in Princeton, where he said that he wanted to keep black people out of Princeton as well as women.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a record of actively being involved in racism and sexism.
Absolutely.
But
the other piece of it, Jesse, but we have to tie to that. He was a member of that. He put it on a job application to work for Ronald Reagan. But now in the year 2006, he says, I don't recall that. You're a liar.
Right. Because
you
put something on an application and you're trying to get a job. And plus, he's an opportunist, because he figured by putting that on his job with Ronald Reagan, he would be able to impress Ronald Reagan in that way. But now he's trying to get a job as a judge. He's trying to get confirmed as a Supreme Court judge, so now he's changing the story again. I think the senators should filibuster him.
Filibuster.
I don't think he has any right to sit on that Supreme Court, because he's going to be unfair to black people as well as women, as well as working people.
He's a liar.
And plus, he's a liar, so you just can't trust the man, because if a person lies once, they're going to keep lying.
Scratch a liar, find a thief.
That's right, Liz, and so thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, is Samuel Alito, is he in what is called the committee hearing?
The confirmation hearings.
The confirmation hearing.
Yes.
So what can be done to keep him from coming out of the confirmation hearing?
You mean keep him from being confirmed or passed on to? He comes out of it's a confirmation hearing out of the judicial committee. Okay, so there are committee members that are making a decision, that will make a decision to vote to send his confirmation to the full Senate for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that committee has the opportunity to filibuster that coming out of the committee hearing. Now, what can people do?
No, I said, what can the committee do?
The committee can send it to the entire floor to vote.
Well, I want to know, what can they do to keep his name from being sent before the full Senate?
They can filibuster.
And that's all?
Yes.
So when would they, if they were going to filibuster, when would they begin this process?
I don't know that, and the answer to that, Christine. I don't know when it would begin. I imagine when they come to the end of the evidentiary portion of it, when they finish taking testimony, at the end of that, then there would be a decision to move on to the vote.
And it appears, once again, the so-called media is carrying the water for W's.
Ooh, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Just to hear so much attention on the crying and lying wife of Alito. What does that have to do with anything? Why aren't we seeing front page stories about this CAP organization? Why aren't we seeing front page news stories about showing the application where he wrote it in his own hand and then asking the question, how can you say today that you don't recall that? That's unacceptable. You 40-something-year-old man.
Yeah, and I've also heard this so-called media say that there was no evidence of him being a member of this so-called CAP.
It's in his own application to the job.
It's also incredulous to me that the Republicans would want this type of a person on the Supreme Court themselves.
Wait a minute.
It shouldn't be a matter of Republicans against Democrats. It should be a matter of who's the best man for the job.
No, who's the best man for America.
Right.
For all of America.
And to them, hear these this so-called media talking about the Democrats didn't, he hit a home run, they didn't badger him, they didn't shake him. It's just a lot of ridiculous statements they're making when they should be concentrating on him belonging to this CAP organization and not... It seems like he approved of 10-year-old children being strip searched.
He said that it's not seem like he approved. He ruled that they should be able, that the cops should be able to execute a warrant that doesn't mention a child, that doesn't mention a woman, go in and strip search a 10-year-old baby girl. That's his position.
And these are just a few of the things that we know about. Can you imagine what we don't know?
Thanks for your call,
You're
Christine.
Welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I am outstanding.
I got one quick comment I want to say. Yesterday, your show you had with the lady, I'm going to get back on Alito, but the show you had with the lady.
Vanessa
Williams. I had some people over and I let them listen to it. The whole room was in boo-hooing.
How can you not boohoo after that? How can you not? I got emails from grown men who said I was on the floor crying.
I mean, these are guys that was like, Bob, what you got me listening to now? When I let them hear it, they were hard. Anyway, Liz, I just called to say, you always make a statement about, are you scared yet? I'm going to make this quick because you got a lot of calls. Can you imagine how many Judge Alitos haven't got busted yet? Can you imagine how many people that's in the same realm as him that haven't came out of the closet yet about like he did? It's time to get scared, Liz.
Well, here's the thing. It's time to get involved. It is time to call the Democrats
right. And
tell them we stand behind you on a filibuster. Filibuster this man. You need to email Senator Leahy. You need to email the Democratic members of this committee. You need to email Ted Kennedy. You need to email the all other Democrats
right. In
the United States Senate. You need to write them. You need to call them and say, filibuster this man. Filibuster this man. He is no good for America. Filibuster him. That's what people need to be doing. Yeah, you should be scared, but you should be moving up off that and moving on because of that. And you need to be calling every Democratic senator and saying, filibuster this man. We support you.
You're right. As I'm talking to you, I got the cable station on now. It's turned down, but I'm listening to you and it's Liz, thank you, Liz.
All right.
Okay, now.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Hello?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Yeah, I was, I noticed that they tried to filibuster the two last appointees for the field of federal judgeship, Patricia and Janice. And Bush used the nuclear option. Do you think
No, he used the recess appointment. He didn't use the nuclear option. The nuclear option hasn't been taken yet. So he used a recess appointment authority that he has to appoint people.
Okay. Okay. My question is then, is the nuclear option an option if a filibuster is requested by the Democrats against Alito?
It is. Well, it's. I guess I'm trying to understand the words. The words that you've used. That it's a choice. The Republicans can use it, but when you make bad choices, there are always repercussions to bad choices. So, yeah, they can choose it. They can say that they can change the rules, but then the Democrats have to be ready to fight back on, okay, you change the rules, then we're going to roll like this. It's a fight. It's a fight. You land one blow, they land another blow. You land another combination of blows, they try to come back at you. It's a fight. People need to fight. And if they're going to do that, the Democrats better be ready to do their 1-2 punch.
Okay. I mean, I support the idea of filibuster.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Filibuster, he's a liar.
Right.
I got to roll. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Dr. Brown.
Hey, Mrs. Brown. How are you today?
I am outstanding.
All right. I'm trying to get in to hear your take on this situation with this, what they're doing with the school board with Bashan. And I wanted to ask a question. I notice a lot of emphasis is placed on Bashan. Is it like some special money in Bashan? Is it why there's a lot of difference in them than the other schools?
It's absurd what is happening with Bashan, with Craig Williams, who's never been a superintendent. I'm going to have to let you know. We're a lot of noise in the background. With Craig Williams, who's never been a superintendent anywhere in the United States, is getting paid $300,000 to experiment upon the Tuskegee experiment upon the St. Louis Public Schools conducted by Craig Williams. Williams. And what he's doing with Vashon is he is showboating. Vashon has had problems with children fighting because they don't have the right teachers there, because they don't have the right structure there, because they close the alternative schools. A lot of reasons. So what is he going to do? He's removing children from the school in the middle of a semester because it's dangerous for ninth graders, but he's leaving the other kids there. That shows that that's the decision of an incompetent, illiterate man. A well-paid, he's probably the most well-paid incompetent in America and the most well-paid illiterate in America. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. I will be back at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, at quarter till, we will have Howard Dean on the wake-up call. You don't want to miss that. Don't want to miss that. Got a few Alito-isms for him. Stay with us.
Rough way to go, but I can't turn back. My heart is fixed, my mind's made up. I'll never stop, and my faith will see me through. Let me tell you.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenihan online at WGNU.net.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in. 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black owned and black operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz. I don't really think people were watching that hearing very closely because Mrs. Alito showed no emotions when her husband was being questioned. She showed emotions when the senator apologized because of how slanderous the other senators were acting.
And what difference does that make?
It makes a lot of difference. All morning you've been saying she cried because of the questions. Not so. You lied.
She cried because someone acknowledged that her husband was being unfairly criticized.
No, and you're lying again.
Why did she cry? And what did
because
she say?
Because the senator had enough nerve to apologize
for the questioning.
Other who
for
were being
the questioning
because
of her husband.
Apologized.
And she was crying because she agreed that the questions that were being asked of her husband were, in their words, slanderous, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, so therefore, she was crying about the questions that her husband were being asked. Well, you know,
because
I'm going to defer to you.
Stood up
and I'm going to defer to you on what is a lie, because you have a lot more experience with that than I do. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You defend these liars. You would be the person with the expert, with the expertise in that. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
I was just watching some of this mess yesterday on TV, and basically some of these idiots trying to get this elite a thumbs up, and I just laugh. If these Democrats don't go up and do something and filibuster, something wrong, because there's enough of them already got life performance as liars and cheaters, too.
All right, now.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. She cried because of the questioning her husband was under. And if she cried because of that, and the media is focusing on the tough grilling that her husband is getting, and it made her cry, why is that a news story? And why are they using that? And anytime that someone as blindly partisan as the last couple of caller, the caller before, says something, you have to always, check your wallet and check your facts. Kevin, good morning.
How you doing, Ms. Brown? I told you they were tearing that bomb apart.
You told them what?
I told you yesterday they were tearing that bomb apart. I respect your patience. I don't see how you put up with some of these calls, ma'am.
Mm.
But I like the way that you handled that previous caller.
Mm.
You have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And also, check out lizbrown.com. Check out whiterosesociety.com. That's whiterosesociety.org, where my show is archived every day. And also, it's iPodded it there as well. We are streamed at WGNU.net and also at LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And another one of these I love these folks that want to tell us what Christianity is, what morality is, what truthiness is. Because that was a truthiness type of a statement. Remember Ralph Reed, poster child for the right-wing, baby face poster child for right-wing fanatical behavior. Poster child. Always telling us about Christian conservatives. Well, it looks like Jack Abramoff may claim a casualty outside of the nation's capital. Another one. Ralph Reed. You know, he used to be the head of the Christian Coalition. Disclosures that Reed once ran an anti-gambling campaign that was secretly financed by casino-owning clients of his friend Abramoff have damaged his ability to raise funds to become Georgia's next lieutenant governor. Oops. Oops. Oops, 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 oops. Oops. Scott.
Yeah, maybe she was crying because she didn't want the senator to apologize. Maybe she knows that her husband is a racist and a sexist, and she didn't want that apology. You know, she wanted the truth to come out that, you know, that she probably knows because she's married to him.
Who would know better? Who would know better?
Yeah.
And it's just, it is, it's insane that it matters whether that woman cried or not. Because the fact of the matter is, this is a job interview.
It's a job interview, the most important job interview in the history of the United States.
Fact.
This guy,
fact.
If he's on the Supreme Court, he's going to be making millions of black people cry every day.
Millions.
I also wanted to say, I know that many of your conservative white listeners, they don't give a damn about the fact that he's a racist. But maybe they'll give a damn because I just heard him say that he doesn't know if the president needs a declaration of war to invade Iran.
Jesus.
You know, and I know some of the conservatives, that's something they're, they don't give a damn about the racism, but that's something that they're concerned about.
Jesus. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. That's what he said. Well, it's not really set a law. I'm not sure, you know. And, well.
Filibuster him. I've heard enough. Filibuster him. Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks for your call, Scott.
All right.
Liz Brown, wake up call. In the next, after the next break, we're going to have Howard Dean on the show. You don't want to miss that. Howard Dean's going to be joining our show. Stay with us here. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake up call. Let me get to one or two more callers here. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Me too. I'm listening to Senator Graham asking the Democrats to apologize to this woman.
Kiss my grits.
Because she's crying.
Kiss my grits.
I'm sorry, but they're like, okay, they're focusing in on her.
That's right.
Why? Why? Because she's, I'm sorry, she's Caucasian. Crying. And all these Caucasians are calling and saying, oh, we had to feel sorry for her. Because she's, oh, she's crying.
If you can't.
Because her husband's prejudiced.
And what are the, and what my concern is, it's not what they're demanding, because they're going to go by their game book. They're going to grab this and ride this woman like she's a, like she's in the Kentucky Derby. They don't,
right.
But they don't get, they don't care any more for her than they cared about Terri Schiavo.
They don't.
They're hopping on her. At, but my point is, my concern is that what are the Democrats saying in response to this? What are they saying? Are they saying kiss my grits? Because that's what they need to say.
That's what they need to say.
That's what they need to say. Because they're going, she is another Terri Schiavo to her, to them. She,
mm-hmm.
They don't care about her. Once she's out of the room, they're done with her. They're trying to ride this woman so that her husband can get into the United States Supreme Court. The Democrats should say kiss my grits.
Right.
She ain't part of this. If she can't stand it, get out of here. Because it's a job interview. It ain't no play thing. It's for real. Millions of people will be impacted by this, and your husband's a liar, and that's not our problem, but we're certainly going to bring it to the attention of the American people, and we're going to say no to your husband.
That's right.
Thanks for your call,
Thank
Sylvia.
You.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
This is Sheila. Yeah, the woman is crying because she's weak for one thing, which they all are weak anyway. But she's the one that's not applying for the job. It's her husband, so she shouldn't even be sitting behind him. She shouldn't even be there for the interview.
Fact.
Not her business.
Fact. Not her business. And again, it's not about you. You're just Terri Schiavo to the Republicans. They just gonna hop on your back like they give a doggone about whether you cry. You care about this woman crying? What about all the people that are crying down there in New Orleans? Still crying.
That's
still
right.
Crying.
That's
Those
still
Republicans
crying.
Don't care about the people that are still crying in New Orleans. But you expect me to care about a woman who's crying because her husband is trying to get a promotion? You
they ain't
know
got
what?
Nothing coming. Neither
you
one of them.
What?
They ain't got jack.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm supposed to. There are people with no electricity. There are men that are finding the bodies, the skeletal remains of their mama in New Orleans. And New Orleans doesn't have the money to take care of the people that have been displaced, that have lost their homes. Thousands of babies are missing. Thousands of babies haven't found their mamas and daddies. And we're supposed to cry because a woman's crying about her husband in a job interview? Please. Lois.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
This lady is a Stepford wife. I have watched the body language of his family and her. She is like two steps behind him. This was a makeup thing. This is something that they told her to do, to play. Because she's a Stepford woman.
I don't
completely under his thumb.
I don't know whether she is or she isn't a Stepford wife or a if her middle name is Stepford.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that her husband is applying for a job, and he is being interviewed for the job. They can ask him to go in the bathroom and drop it for a drug test. They can do, a prospective employer can do anything that they want to find out about somebody. And whether you cry, whether you laugh, whether you are down with it or not as the wife, matters not. She ain't the issue.
I know, she's not. But, you know, they told her, cry because we're going to make a big issue out of it.
They're going to riot.
It's a game. That's all.
They are Terry Schiavo-ing her.
Exactly.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Yousef.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
What we're talking about here, Liz, is policy. I mean, here's a man that's representing a Republican-controlled government, and why should anyone feel sorry about a rich white man and his rich white wife, and she crying about, you know, this, that, and the other? It's people out here that are suffering and crying every day because of the policies of this Republican administration,
but you know,
both
what,
state and nationally.
But, Yousef, whether he has $30,000 to his name, whether he makes $30,000 a year or whether he makes $200,000 a year, the same with her. Their economic situation has nothing to do with this. What has to do with this are his practices, are his words, are his writings, and his ability to tell the truth. He doesn't have the ability to tell the truth whether he makes $30,000 a year or $100,000 a year. He's a liar. He shouldn't get a job promotion.
Yeah, that's the truth, Liz. I mean, I don't personally, you know, think the man ought to go any farther than where he is right now, because for him to deny ever having been on a committee or been a part of a committee or
okay,
organization that denied people's rights,
and
you
I
know,
gotta
to,
roll.
To something that is blatant.
Gotta
That's
roll.
A blatant lie.
Thanks for your call. We're taking a break. Howard Dean will be joining us in the next 15 minutes or so. You don't want to miss that. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
You don't have to be old to be wise.
Use your exercise bike for more than a clothes rack. Find out how by attending the St. Clair Life Fitness Fair, 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st.
Update. Dateline Beijing. China reports trade with African nations increased by 40% during the first 10 months of last year. The jump was due in large part to increased imports of oil from Africa and from the Sudan in particular. Africa is also purchasing more goods that are made in China. Figures indicate that Chinese exports to Africa totaled over $15 billion for that period, while China imported nearly $17 billion worth of goods. The Chinese Commerce Minister says a new era of cooperation has been created since a 2000 forum was conducted. Chinese construction companies are also doing many projects on infrastructure items in Africa, and this is helping with the trade and movement of imports throughout the continent. And Dateline Windhoek. Some 500 uranium ore miners in Namibia walked off the job this week in a wage dispute. The director of the Rossing Mine, Michael Leach, says the mine had to be shut down because with no personnel, there was a safety issue. The workers want a 9% increase across the board, plus a lump sum payment. The mine operators are offering an 8% raise. The parent company said that 2004 was the best profit year it had had in a long time. A labor leader picked that up and said the company has tried to only employ docile workers who will not ask for more money. And the company has also threatened them with closing down the mines if they are asking for more money. He also said company managers abuse workers by hiring retired people who need money instead of looking for younger, more qualified employees. The company spokesman says it should not be overlooked, though, that the workers have 80% of their medical coverage paid by their employer. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio and WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer
would move. Use your exercise bike for more than just a clothes rack. Find out how by attending the St. Clair Life Fitness Fair, 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, and from noon to 6 Sunday, January 22nd at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. More than just another health fair, it's a showcase for retailers, service groups, healthcare professionals, and fitness pros, all ready to help you get in shape and improve your life. Night Magic Entertainment brings you music all weekend long. WGNU will be broadcasting from the fair on Friday. See a variety of singers, dances, and aerobic demonstrations. Enjoy a healthy snack. Stop by Center Court to register for one of dozens of great prizes. Come on, you can do it. Get moving to the St. Clair Life Fitness Fair. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Hosted by St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. GNU. Get more details at sbcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't put it all another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to call to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We are getting ready to try to get set up here to talk to Howard Deemer. Let me get to a couple of you before I get to him. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Chairman Dean.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Chairman Dean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Very good. Very good. We only have a few minutes here. I really want to talk about Alito.
Sure.
I really want to talk about Alito. Can we just say the F word? Can we just say filibuster? I mean,
well,
if he's
I don't have much control over where they do that, but I do not approve of his going on the court. I really don't. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, maybe a fine fellow, but he thought that all white juries were okay. He thought that strip searching a 10-year-old girl in a drug case was okay. I don't think those things are okay, and I don't think most Americans think they're okay.
I don't know how that makes him a fine fellow either.
I don't either, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know that either. And the thing that I think that is so amazing is it looks like the Republican Party are going to try to Terry Schiavo his wife and make her into the issue, make her tears into the issue, but the reality is this is a job interview.
Well, not only that, but the interesting thing was she broke down during their interview by a Republican senator, not a Democratic senator. So I think this is another area of spin and smear, and we need to be a little quicker on the draw.
And shouldn't there be a the issue here is that he lied. It's that he lied about when he says that he doesn't remember being a part of this racist, sexist organization. That goes to his credibility, and we don't need to really go any further.
Yeah, you know, that was very interesting. I saw that testimony this morning because I'm actually in California right now, and I was fascinated because the investigators said that the organization had no memory of him. If that's the case, why did he put it on his resume?
Why did he
Could it possibly have been to ingratiate himself with the people who were picking judges? So, I mean, falsifying your resume, if that's what he did, is pretty serious.
And the other piece of it is when we do, when the senators are talking to him, they are not trying to do a Perry Mason and get him to admit that he's lying. They're trying to talk to him about his credibility and his believability. And one of the things that he talks about or that goes to his credibility is the Vanguard Mutual Funds case. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, that was a case that I wrote about. When you're sitting as a judge, you need to excuse yourself if you have an interest in the case. He owned $400,000 worth of mutual funds, and he sat and heard a case that involved the company. Now, technically, he could say, well, you know, I wasn't going to benefit. Well, maybe that's true and maybe that's not, but the purpose of the statute is not just to eliminate the question of eliminate people who might benefit from the court cases. It's to eliminate the appearance of impropriety so that you have full confidence in the judiciary. And I think that's another area where Judge Alito falls short.
And in your op-ed piece entitled Judge Alito Fails the Test, you talk about his attacks on family medical leave protections as well. It's another area.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of sympathy for ordinary people. It's interesting. His story is a compelling story. He's son of an Italian immigrant who came and worked really hard and worked his way up and all that. But he looks like he's kind of one of the guys that pulled the ladder up after him.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who do that. You know, some remember where they came from and some don't.
And there's,
you know,
there's
kind of a tough one. I like to see a court that's going to treat all Americans fairly. This country's a great country. After all the struggles we went through under the civil rights era, so speaking of, you know, Martin Luther King, which is the day, which is coming up, and when you think about those struggles,
that
we achieved finally something approaching equal justice under the law. Now it seems like we're going backwards, and that's not a good thing for America.
And that struggle has not ended by any
means. That's right. It has not. And this is a step backwards in that struggle.
So what are the Democrats going to do? You're the chairman. Tell us what the plan is.
Well, I can't tell you that because this is in the Senate, and the senators will make their own plan and decide what to do. I obviously hope that he does not get confirmed.
And do we have a lot of outside of the Senate, are we feeling from the other Democrats out here that the decision should be made that this man should not be on the bench?
Yeah, I think most Democrats believe that this country belongs to everybody, not just a few people, and that Judge Alito is outside of the mainstream in terms of his views. And so I think most Democrats believe that he should not be confirmed.
And quickly, you are going to be coming to our neck of the woods.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be in St. Stephen's Church. I'm going to be speaking at Martin Luther King Day, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And that's going to be on Monday.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. We have to go now, but thank you so much, Chairman Howard Dean. Thank you for joining us once again on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, you know what to do. Stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Pam Coulter. Supreme Court confirmation hearings are a matter of life and death today. Samuel Alito questioned about capital punishment and Terry Schiavo. He said it's unconstitutional to execute someone who isn't found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And a person's right to refuse medical treatment is a fundamental principle of common law. Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy.